speaker, his mouth covered by a mask, in an interview with ABC's Good Morning America. Speaker is quarantined in a Denver hospital with a rare drug-resistant form of TB. Federal health officials say Speaker was strongly advised not to travel, but he says doctors told him he wasn't contagious.
I really believe that I wasn't putting people at risk because that's what the people told me.
Ironically, Speaker's father-in-law is a microbiologist, a TB specialist with the Centers for Disease Control. Dr. Robert Cooksey says he didn't give Speaker the disease.
I do not have TB, nor have I ever had TB. My son-in-law's TB did not originate from myself or the CDC labs.
And CBS News correspondent Kelly Cobiella says Speaker should have been stopped before he re-entered this country.
Speaker's passport was swiped when he crossed back into the country from Canada. A message appeared saying that he should be detained and isolated. Authorities are now investigating why he wasn't, and the Border Patrol agent involved has been reassigned.
After serving 8 years in prison for one of his assisted suicides...
And we're ready to inject. We're going to inject in your right arm. Okay?
Dr. Jack Kevorkian becomes a free man today.
I'm Dan Revive. Kevorkian's attorney, Mayor Morgan Roth, says his client has promised not to help anyone die, but he'll immediately campaign for suicide rights.
He's going to be on 60 Minutes on Sunday night, Monday night on Larry King.
An activist for disabled Americans, Diane Coleman, says the media shouldn't amplify Kevorkian.
He claims that he has, quote-unquote, helped over 130 people. What serial killer gets out after 8 years?
Dan Revive, CBS News.
This is the first day of the new hurricane season, with experts predicting more storms than normal. Well, in the Big Easy, people are holding their breaths.
Hope and pray, that's all.
As another hurricane season begins, many New Orleanians like Bob Bunk are hoping and praying. Bunk just completely rebuilding his home that had 14 feet of water from Katrina. He says he'll never go through this again.
You know... No, this is my last trip down here. I've been through Betsy, and I've been through this one, and this is it for me. So
there's another one, you're done.
I'm done. If these levees can't protect us now, well, nothing will.
Many say another devastating storm would drive them away, too. Dave Cohen for CBS News, New Orleans.
The FCC is taking steps it hopes will make it easier to trace emergency calls. Live to CBS's Peter Mayer for the details.
Nick, the FCC wants cell phone companies to dial up the technology on what's known as location accuracy. Calls to 911 from landlines, from wired phones, can be traced to an address. That's not always the case with cell phones, though. The FCC moving to require a stricter standard for testing location accuracy. The cell phone industry questions whether that's feasible or practical.
Well, Congress today gets a report on the cost of college textbooks going through the roof. CBS's Steve Kathan is standing by live with that story.
Well, Nick, for most college students, textbooks are a big chunk of the high cost of higher education.
Students on average now spend about $900 a year on textbooks.
David Rosenfeld of an advisory panel that will tell Congress today that pressure needs to be put on publishers.
They work to kill off the used book market by producing unnecessary new editions of textbooks that are barely any different than the previous edition.
He says the longer a book remains current, the easier it is for students to buy them used and save hundreds. Reporting live, Steve Kathan, CBS News.
It's 4 past the hour.
Good morning. I'm John M. with your AM 760 local news update. That young Georgia lawyer with a rare strain of tuberculosis starts treatment today in Denver, and there's still one big question.
We don't have an idea where he might have contracted this. He has traveled many places.
31-year-old Andrew Speaker arrived at Denver's National Jewish Hospital yesterday, where he underwent testing as doctors get ready to use a range of drugs to fight the TB bacteria. Some of those drugs are normally used against other diseases, including leprosy. Governor Bill Ritter will appeal a Denver judge's order blocking enforcement of part of Colorado's new voter-mandated ethics rules, maybe as early as today. And DIA officials say a driver violated every procedure and training protocol when he drove a snowplow out onto the runway and right in front of a United Airlines jet that was landing back in February. Officials say the 42-year-old driver no longer works there. Prosecutors asking a judge to require former Quest boss Joe Nocio to set aside $52 million earned on sales that resulted in his insider trading conviction. Both sides working out a way to set aside the amount Nocio would be required to forfeit that could be handed down during his sentencing. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News update. I'm John M. Now here's Gina Michaels with AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Thanks, John. Good morning. Pretty nice Friday as we kick off the commute on I-70. And it extends from Aurora to Wheat Ridge. Have a wide open drive on I-25 as usual on the south side of town from Lincoln to 6th Avenue. Now, further up, we did have a fender bender northbound north of Spear. If you're headed toward downtown, looks like it's off on the right shoulder. No issues north or south of Denver, and we're all good into the high country. Security wait time at DIA, 15 minutes. Weather outlook today looks like it'll be mostly cloudy with a slight chance for a sprinkle or two. High of 60.
We're talking with Paul Dow from Timeshares Only. Paul, I hear you've just come out with this great new kit that you're giving away.
Yeah, it's called The Top 10 Secrets to Buying and Selling Timeshares, and it's just a phenomenal resource for anybody looking to sell their timeshare.
Well, tell us about it.
Well, first of all, it tells you what your timeshare is really worth.
Uh-huh.
And more importantly, how to sell it for top dollar. Well, there are thousands of people out there just waiting to buy your timeshare. But you sort of need to learn the secrets to getting the most cash for it.
And the kit is free.
Yes, but it's only a limited time offer, so you need to call our toll-free number now, and we'll rush it right out.
Well, sounds like a pretty sweet thing for really anybody who owns a timeshare.
It really is. It could make you thousands of dollars.
Well, okay, the top 10 secrets to buying and selling timeshares. Here's the phone number to call. It's 1-800-550-7870. Again, that's 1-800-550-7870. 1-800-550-7870.
Running a small business is like raising a child. You nurture it, giving up your time and energy just to make sure it grows and stays healthy. You sacrifice yourself to give it every chance at success. But if you haven't incorporated yet, it could all disappear in an instant, taking with it your personal assets like your car, your life savings, even your home. Fortunately, incorporating your business is fast and easy. In fact, you can do it in just 10 minutes. And there's an easy way to find out more. Just request a free guide today and learn about the wonderful benefits of incorporation from the Company Corporation. We don't offer legal or financial advice, but we have been helping people incorporate for over 100 years. Call 1-800-497-5951. Protect your family and personal assets by forming a corporation or a limited liability company. Take your first step by requesting a free guide. Call 1-800-497-5951. 1-800-497-5951. That's 1-800-497-5951.
What if I told you that you could put up a brand new building and save up to half the cost and up to half the time as similar conventional construction? It probably sounds too good to be true. Well, just by picking up the phone, I can prove it to you. If you need retail, office, or warehouse space, or if your church or school wants to expand and save money, you need General Steel. Call today, and we'll prove to you that your new building can go up in about half the time, and you'll save up to half the cost. Dial 1-800-557-1362. We'll help you customize your building. You choose the size. You can even add the look of brick, stucco, or stone to achieve the look you want.
If you still think this sounds too good to be true, then pick up the phone and call. The information is free when you call 1-800-557-1362. Call General Steel and find out how you can put up a brand new building in about half the time and save up to half the cost of similar conventional construction. Call now, 1-800-557-1362. 1-800-557-1362.
Do you know the secret to reading 1,000% faster? That's right. The secret that could allow you to read 10 books in the time it takes others to read just one? Hi, I'm Jeff Flam, founder of Infinite Mind. I'd like to send you a free demo of this secret developed by a leading expert in brain function. Experience with this free demo the secret to reading 1,000% faster. Call now to try this demo absolutely free. Imagine how reading 10 times faster could help your entire family. Kids do better in school, teens can score higher on their college entrance exams, and busy adults can gain that ever-important edge at work. This free demo of IQ is only available for a limited time, so call now. Just think how reading 10 times faster could improve your life and the life of your family.
Call now to try this demo absolutely free. Dial 1-800-401-3267. That's 1-800-401-3267. 1-800-401-3267.
That's cool.
Live above the influence. Above weed. Check out AboveTheInfluence.com. Sponsored by the ONDCP and the Partnership for a Drug-Free America.
The Osgood File, June 1st, 2007.
This is the Jay Marvin Show.
Jay Marvin.
On AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Unbelievable but true.
We made it to Friday. Hey, good morning. 6:10, 10 minutes after 6, AM 760 Progressive Talk. Slight chance of showers today, naturally, at a high of 68. And John and I were just talking about that. We're talking about the weather during May. And we were getting into the fact that there was snow and that it is rain and then it rains. Anyway, better here with a 20% chance of rain than some other place, right? Okay, good to have you along. A couple of things here this morning. One, 40 years ago today, the Beatles released Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band. So if you're an old person like me, you remember that. If you're young like John, you don't remember it, but you do know about the CD because chances are, which is now the CD, chances are you play it or you listen to it or you've heard it. Yesterday we were talking about this distressing article in the New York Times about CDs fading out of existence. I got a ton of email from people about this. They say that one industry insider saying that Christmas will be it, that they'll make, that the record companies will make all of the sales that they possibly can at Christmas, and then after Christmas, bang, that's it. They're going to phase them out. Now, I don't know if that's true or not. We talked to a couple of independent labels about this and asked them to come on the air to talk about it. And they declined to do so because they thought it would make them look bad, which I don't see how it would make them look bad. Especially if they're selling, still selling CDs. So hopefully next week, I'm going to have on my friend Tom Russell, not only to talk about this subject, because he sells a lot of CDs, not only off of Amazon, but also Borders and Barnes & Noble, and he sells a lot on the road. But he's also written a song called Who's Going to Build Your Wall, which got played on the NBC Today show yesterday, and I would have played the song for you and had Tom on today, but he's out on the road, and he's in Utah, so next week looks like the likely target date on that. Also, I'm getting emails and have been getting emails and started getting them yesterday. John and I are both getting them about MSNBC being moved off of the analog service of Comcast and being shifted to digital. Now, my understanding is that CNN, Fox, and the rest of them are going to go too. It's just a matter of when. But here's what we're going to do. We're going to shoot to get somebody on from Comcast on Monday, hopefully, to tell us why the decision was made, what's going on, and what's going to happen to the other channels. A lot of people point out that they think that Comcast did this on purpose because of MSNBC's Keith Olbermann. And in this media environment and in this atmosphere, I can see where you would think that. But bear in mind, MSNBC, the majority of those shows that are on there are not like Keith Olbermann. They're exactly the opposite. Probably the fairest person on there other than Keith is and he can be obnoxious and he pulls some of the same media tricks that you see in other shows, and that's Joe Scarborough. And a good example of the old game that they play, and if you watched him last night, this is a good example. It was Joe Scarborough. It was I can't think of her first name. Vandehoevel. Katrina, that's right. We've had her on here a lot of times. Katrina Vandehoevel of The Nation. Then it was Pat Buchanan, who I don't agree with, but I don't have a lot of trouble listening to Pat because he doesn't really make too many over-the-top statements. I mean, he does, but he doesn't make them like the other right-wing chattering classes. And I do remember him opposing the war in Iraq at the very beginning. I remember him getting into a very forceful argument with my right-wing co-host on another radio station. And this was before we went in. And then the other person they had on, which I had to laugh, was Michael Reagan. Now, is he on anywhere in this market? He used to be on in this market. He used to be on this radio station, and for a while he was on KHOW. Is he on here anywhere in town? This is one of the dumbest guys I think I've ever heard. And you know me, I mean, by and large, I don't call names and I don't use those kind of descriptions. But he is. He's really dumb. And last night, his only comeback to Katrina Vandehoevel was the same BS that we hear about Iraq all the time. And he said, well, when this is over with, you'll find something else to hate about your country. And she was great. She said, Michael, I love my country. And she put her hand on her heart. And then she said, you don't have any sense of decency. And she's right. He doesn't. And I'm going to tell you something else. As somebody who's been in this business for 30-plus years, and I've worked with all kinds of people on the air, and I've heard all kinds of talk show hosts, and there are talk show hosts on the right who are really good. But I have to tell you, Michael Reagan is not one of those. He is one of the dumbest, most boring guys I've ever heard. And why is he where he is? Because his last name is Reagan. Michael is what I would like to call a genetic or sperm-enabled personality. If his last name were Smith, Jones, Blitzer, Schnickelgruber, he wouldn't have a talk show because he's not any good at it. But management always thinks, and they're this way when it comes to talk, and they're this way with other formats as well. They always think this. Hey, let's go get somebody who has name recognition and stick them on the radio. Because if they have name recognition, we can get cheap publicity. We don't have to spend any money. And some people will simply buy it hook, line, and sinker because the person has a name. And I can give you tons of examples of that. Some of those on the national scene include people like Dennis Miller. Okay, look at Dennis Miller, who's on a lot of the CBS talk stations and other stations across the country. Look at Dennis Miller. Let me see. He struck out at MSNBC. He didn't do that well at HBO. Didn't he, John, you're a jock. Didn't he...
Struck out at Monday Night Football.
Yeah, struck out at Monday Night Football. Now, all of a sudden, because he's conservative, which is an easy position to take, you know, it's very easy to be conservative. Because you got all the support mechanisms out there. So he strikes out at all that, so he gets a radio job. Now, you could send me a snide email and you could say, well, Jay, you know, you're just jealous of Dennis Miller. No. I've done syndicated talk before. I used to fill in for Ed Schultz. I used to fill in for Jerry Springer. I did that. And I don't care one way or the other. But as somebody who's been in this business a long time and does care very deeply about this, I know what's going on here. That they stick these people on and they have no consideration one way or the other whether they're good on the air or not. They just have a name. And as I said, it's easy to be conservative. I could be conservative. You could be conservative. We could get on the air and we could be conservative. There'd be no problem. It's very easy to do. I know talk show hosts in this business who get everything they say off of Fox. I'm not kidding you. I worked with one person who sat there with a clipboard and paper and wrote down everything that they deemed was a usable talking point off Fox. Now, how difficult is that? And how difficult is it to get on the air and make over-the-top statements that you don't really have to prove? It's not very difficult, is it? I don't think it is. And we can all do it. All right, we're going to do open phones here today, which we haven't done in a long, long time. So the amount of phone calls and the topic depends on you. How this works is we'll talk about anything you want to talk about, and I've got stuff to talk about, and we'll compare and share notes. 303-713-7600. So whatever it is you want to talk about, I got wide open lines. Let's go for it.
Attention, shoppers. There's an orange Chevy HHR in the parking lot that is transforming into a 30-foot-tall robot with a missile launcher and an MP3 player jack, and it's battling an evil robot helicopter. Will the owner of the HHR please attend to your vehicle? It's damaging the shopping carts. Thank you.
Play the Transformers Rise of the Chevy Autobots game now and help protect the world. Only at Chevy.com/Autobot. Transformers, in theaters July 4th.
This month, Radio Shack is the place to be for incredible savings during their massive yellow tag sale. You'll be blown away by the tremendous savings on a wide variety of top-notch electronics. And only until June 3rd, you'll also be given the Radio Shack employee discount on top of these already low yellow tag prices. That means an additional 10% off select brand name items and 30% off select private label Radio Shack items. The Radio Shack yellow tag sale. Hurry in now and save big.
Radio Shack. Don't just buy stuff. Do stuff.
Offer good through 6307 at participating stores only. Availability varies by store.
For some reason, in the video game world, every summer is really slow. Every summer except this one. Because GameStop is changing things with our first ever huge game day summer sale. Right now, save 25 to 50% off new games and accessories throughout the store. That's up to half off tons of great games and gear for all platforms. So turn the long, slow dog days of summer into game days and save 25 to 50% right now at GameStop. See store for details.
When you love what you do, it's impossible not to be successful doing it. So when it comes to investing your life into a franchise opportunity, how do you know you'll find a franchise that you'll absolutely love? We're Franchise Revenue Systems. Our passion is finding the perfect franchise opportunity to meet your passion and financial resources. If you're a young entrepreneur looking to find that modest seed you can nurture into a lifetime of wealth, we'll help you find it. If you're a seasoned business pro ready to go big time on your own, we'll work big time to help you find it. Call today and get a free guide revealing the top secrets to starting a franchise. It's yours free with our compliments. Love what you do. Let us help. Give us a call today and get your guide to the top secrets to starting a franchise free as our gift to your entrepreneurial spirit. Call 1-800-922-6939. 1-800-922-6939. 1-800-922-6939.
It's certainly proven it has lasting power.
Definitely. But you know where Behr really stood out for me?
Where's that?
That whiter base.
Oh, I can agree with you there. Anybody wanting truer colors can appreciate that.
Folks, you can get out on the action, too, here at the Home Depot. Just vote for the paint you think did best.
And you can win $10,000 in gift cards from the Home Depot. Bob, we got legal on that?
Yes, indeedy. To enter in for official rules, visit your local The Home Depot store by July 31st. That's open to U.S. residents. 18 or older, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited.
Nice. Is Behr better? Take the Behr challenge and decide for yourself. Only at the Home Depot. Good, better, Behr.
Live, local, and progressive.
The Jay Marvin Show.
On AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Oh, you gotta love this, don't you?
To save
good morning, 624, 24 minutes after 6, slight chance of showers, high today 68. Hey, do you want to get one of those bumper stickers that says, it's our flag too? Our new AM 760 bumper sticker? Let me tell you a chance where you can get one. Coming up, this is coming up on Saturday, June the 9th. So what is that, next Saturday? Next Saturday, yep, week from tomorrow, next Saturday, 9 a.m., Barack Obama's Walk for Change. Participants will canvass through the streets of Denver to talk about Obama's campaign to change politics. It's going to kick off at South High School, 1700 East Louisiana Avenue. If you want more information about this, visit am760.net. I'll be there. I'll be passing these bumper stickers out. Come join us next Saturday at Barack Obama's Walk for Change. Now, before you step back and say, wait a minute, Is AM 760 endorsing Barack Obama? Is Jay Mar... Well, yeah, I mean, I am endorsing him, although I'm very interested in Edwards. But if any of the Democratic nominees, or I shouldn't use the word nominees, any of the Democratic candidates are here and hold public events that are, you know, running for office, any of them, Christopher Dodd, Biden, Edwards, we don't care who it is, we'll be there too. Okay, so we're not taking sides in that. And also, we have a long-standing request in for, and hopefully one day it will pay off, for two people. One is Barack Obama, right? That request is still in. John's still working that and bugging them. And the other one is we have a connection to John Edwards. That was the same connection that got us Elizabeth Edwards. And we're working on that as well. Although he doesn't really like radio, is what we're told. But, hey, once you've been on this radio station, everything's fine. Okay, let's go to, it's open, Falls. Let's go to Jim in Lakewood. Jim, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning, Jay. How are you this morning?
Well, man, I'm doing okay. It's Friday. What can you complain about other than the sky looks a tad bit cloudy?
Well, it's hard, but I managed to find something this morning.
Well, okay. Whatever you want to talk about, that's what it's about.
Amendment 41. And the judge's decision yesterday.
Oh, yeah, right, I saw that.
Boy, talk about, I'm really saddened and disheartened.
Well, okay, I mean, you and I are maybe not going to see eye to eye on this. I'm not that saddened and disheartened. I think that thing, and I voted for it, and now I feel kind of ripped off. I think that thing is too broadly worded. I think it needs to be narrowed down.
Well, and the judge had the opportunity to do that and declined to do it. In fact, Jay, you know I'm a lawyer. And I do a lot of constitutional law.
Right.
And there are two, like, bedrock principles that the Colorado Supreme Court has enunciated when trial courts deal with constitutional challenges. And the trial court in this case didn't even pay lip service to them. Jumped right into declaring these unconstitutional. The first one is, the first principle is that the person challenging the constitutionality must prove beyond a reasonable doubt that it's unconstitutional in all and every circumstance. And number two, the Supreme Court has said the judge has got to take a look at the statute and determine that there is no interpretation whatsoever of the statute which is constitutional, that there's no way to interpret it. Now, this means the judge in the decision admitted that Amendment 41 is ambiguous. Okay?
It is, isn't it?
Well, there is some ambiguity in it, yes. And so what the judge is supposed to do is attempt to resolve that ambiguity in a fashion that makes it constitutional, but just openly declined to even consider doing that.
Well,
this was a case of when this has been in the fix all along. Now, this doesn't even go to the two core issues of mine, which have been a pet peeve of mine for the better part of 30 years that I've been practicing law. One, the judge acknowledges and continues with this concept that money is speech, number one. And number two, that corporations are people under the Constitution. Now, that's another issue.
You're right about that because I and I'm not a lawyer, but I'm going to tell you that I don't see that at all.
Well, clearly, if we were to take Scalia's strict construction of the United States Constitution back at the time that it was adopted, there were virtually no corporations. And if you wanted to have a corporation, you didn't get to just set it up. You had to actually go to the government and to the legislature, and the legislature would issue you a charter. That's how you got to
right.
the corporation.
Yeah, that's exactly right.
In the late 1700s.
That's exactly right. Even leaving that history out, I mean, I just don't see it in any way, shape, or form about
either.
That. But let me cut to the chase here a little bit because I'm going to start running into traffic.
Yeah.
All right. So, you're a lawyer, so let me ask you this question.
Mm-hmm.
If they take Amendment 41 and the spirit of Amendment 41,
mm-hmm.
and the legislature takes it and fixes it.
Yep.
Okay, what would be wrong with that idea?
There's nothing wrong with that idea. This judge just completely ignored her responsibility to, in fact, attempt to interpret the statute, the amendment, and the legislation associated with it in a manner that would make it constitutional. She, in fact, there, she openly refused to engage in any judicial legislation. But, you know,
well, but if she had done that, though, then you know what would have happened. But like John Andrews and the rest of them would have screamed, "Oh, you got judges. Hold on, let me finish. You got judges legislating from the bench, right? Wouldn't they do that?"
I don't think so.
Well, maybe you're right.
Not in this case where you have this principle. And I will tell you, for one who has read virtually every Supreme Court case enunciating this principle of interpreting it in a constitutional fashion, our Supreme Court has twisted statutes on its head to make them constitutional. We don't have enough time to address the kind of thing that I have seen in some of the Supreme Court's decisions. But I will tell you this, that this statute could have been interpreted, the amendment and the statute could have been interpreted to address any of the constitutional questions that the judge looked at and was concerned about in the decision. And this judge was hell-bent to declare this unconstitutional from the get-out. You know?
All right, well...
And completely ignored a well-established constitutional law.
Okay, they got two choices here. One would be the legislature. The other would be appeal the decision, right?
Well, they have to appeal the decision. And my understanding is they're going to, and that will be it'll be interesting to see. Now,
I think in the interest of the state, we'd be better off if they redrew the law.
Yeah, and that's been the problem. They can't redraw the law until the next general election.
Right, and I realize that
because this November, well, first of all, the deadline's passed. Number one, number two. There is a provision that says in off years, there are limited subjects that can come up for referendum. So we'll have to wait till 2008. In the meantime, legislature is once again for sale.
Well, that's what we're gonna have to do. We're gonna have to wait for 2008, and then the other thing about the legislature being for sale. You know, that is a problem, and it's a bad problem, and it's a bad problem in Washington, D.C., too. And I hear a lot of people gripe about this problem. I get a ton of email from people, and it is a problem. And we do have to put a stop to it. But one of the ways that we got to put a stop to it is we got to find out who's doing it, Democrat or Republican, and then campaign against them.
Well, how are we going to, you know who the largest recipient of money was... Of lobbyist money was in 2006, before the amendment went into effect? Groff.
Well, I like Peter, but he's my senator, and I'll get him on here and ask him about that. And he listens to the show, so maybe he hears it and he wants to call up and make a comment. But listen, I'll tell you something. There comes a time, and this makes a lot of people angry, and this is one of the things that I have real trouble doing, and I think there are a lot of other people that have real trouble with this too. There are times when you have to understand somebody else's point of view inside your own political philosophy or political party. So they may do something that you don't particularly like, but you have to understand. And I have trouble with this. You got to understand that you're going to have give and take on things. But there's other times where you got to draw some kind of a line, or you got to stand up for something. And I don't care whether it's Democrats, Republicans, Independents. I don't care who it is. If they're taking a lot of lobbyist money and they're making decisions that don't benefit the people, then we have a right to attempt to throw them out of office. Jim, thank you. I got to go. Thank you for the call. All right, it's 6:35, 35 minutes after the hour. 303-713-7600. I have a degree of party loyalty in me, but I've crossed lines before. And I think things in this country, I believe things in this country, at times should not be phrased along party lines, but should be phrased along what's right and what's wrong. Example being, the war in Iraq is wrong. We lost soldiers again last night. Okay? The war is wrong. We could debate on how to get out. But it is wrong. And instead of saying that I'm against the war because I'm a Democrat, or I support what we're doing because I support the troops because I'm a Republican, how about just asking yourself this simple question? Is it right or is it wrong? It's wrong. Every indicator shows that it's wrong. And that's one of the reasons why Michael Reagan last night on Scarborough Country on MSNBC said to Katrina VandeHeuvel, well, you'll just find something else to hate about your country. Because dumbass Reagan had to play that card because he's not smart enough to come up with another angle. 6:37, 37 minutes after 6. Good morning, Gina.
Good morning, Jay.
I'm ranting and raving again.
Happy Friday.
Yeah, happy Friday to you. Do you know that 40 years ago today, Sergeant Pepper's was released?
Wow. Gosh, that makes me feel old.
Where were you when that came out?
1967? Let's see. My dad was remarrying for the second time, and I was in Albuquerque, New Mexico.
Okay. Here's a question you may or may not be able to answer. I ask, and anybody else can jump in and answer this, too, at 303-713-7600. Favorite song on that album?
Oh, gosh, you know what? I never owned...
It's kind of our unofficial poll.
I never owned that album. I had the White album, and I had Abbey Road.
But you never owned Sgt. Pepper's?
I didn't own that one.
Well,
I had Meet the Beatles. I had several Beatles albums.
Now I know what I'm going to have to get you for Hanukkah.
I'm going to go through the tracks for Gina and our audience real quick in case they're not familiar with all of them on there.
Yeah, why don't you do that? Do you have time to do this, Gina?
Yeah.
Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band, the opening track,
right,
with a little help from my friends.
Great song.
Lucy in the Sky with Diamonds.
Oh, I love that.
Getting Better.
Mm-hmm.
Fixing the Hole.
Mm-hmm.
She's Leaving Home.
Yep.
Being for the Benefit of Mr. Kite. Within You, Without You. When I'm 64. Lovely Rita.
Good morning.
Sergeant Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band, The Reprise, and A Day in the Life.
I would say Lucy in the Sky would probably be my favorite song.
Lucy in the Sky with Diamonds?
Yeah.
My favorite song is... A Day in the Life. My second favorite would be Good Morning. And my third favorite, because I really love the lyrics to this, is Lovely Rita. Looks like a little bit like a military man. It's just a great song.
I thought you were going to say When I'm 64.
No, I don't want to think about When I'm 64. I don't want to have any discussion of that. I want to be 19 again.
Yeah. No, you don't.
Yes, I do. Don't you?
No, I don't want to go back and redo anything.
Oh, really? Are you saying that seriously you wouldn't redo anything in your life?
I'm saying I would not want to go back.
I have lots of things I would redo. Like yesterday's show.
I'd love to be 19 again.
Yeah, you'd like to be 19 because you wouldn't be married and the world's largest gland would be operating on the streets and cities of America, ladies and gentlemen.
That's not why.
All right, it's 6:40, 20 geez, I'm in trouble. 40 minutes after the hour here on AM 760, Progressive Talk. It's open phones, anything you want to talk about, including if you want to comment about Sergeant Pepper's or CDs or rock or buy, you know, we don't care. 303-713-7600. Gina, what's the traffic look like?
All right, well, it's totally clear right now on our highways around the metro area. Looks like a better-than-usual ride southbound 25 through Thornton North Glen. It is getting a little heavier now from 104th to 84th. Again, 38 to Spear downtown. Excellent conditions on C-470 across the foothills in the south, and we have no major delays just yet on eastbound lanes of 6th Avenue or the Boulder Turnpike. Weather outlook today looks like we're going to get mostly cloudy skies.
Get the good stuff. Hi, Michael Waltrip here. You don't have to drive a 500-mile race to know the importance of getting the most out of a tank of gas. Let NAPA help make your fuel go further with 3M Complete Fuel System Cleaner for just $8.49 a bottle. It not only keeps your car running smooth, it also restores power and fuel efficiency. The pros have trusted 3M car care products for years, and you can too. NAPA, get the good stuff.
Get the good stuff.
Attention shoppers, there's an orange Chevy HHR in the parking lot that is transforming into a 30-foot tall robot with a missile launcher and an MP3 player jack, and it's battling an evil robot helicopter. Will the owner of the HHR please attend to your vehicle? It's damaging the shopping carts. Thank you.
Play the Transformers Rise of the Chevy Autobots game now and help protect the world. Only at Chevy.com/Autobot. Transformers in theaters July 4th.
Research shows sleep deprivation can cause hallucinations, but you're not imagining things when we say the mattress sale is going on now at Sears. Get 50% off Sealy, Serta, and Searsopedic mattresses, plus 10% off all brands. Even free delivery after mail-in rebate on mattress purchases over $4.99. The Sears mattress sale is not a hallucination. That big purple gopher sitting next to you is. Excludes Stearns and Foster clearance, closeout outlet stores, and crib mattresses. Free standard delivery. Outside local delivery area, customer pays an additional charge. Rebate values, local areas, and additional charges vary. Maximum rebate value, $65. Sale and offer ends 6207.
Hi, this is Ed Schultz with Dr. Blanchett from Front Range Preventive Imaging to talk to you about technology that could help save the life of someone you love. Dr. Blanchett?
Thanks, Ed. Did you know that lung cancer is the leading cause of cancer death in both men and women? One-third of cancer deaths are due to lung cancer. 90% of lung cancers are found in people exposed to cigarette smoke. Historically, lung cancer has had a high mortality rate, with only a 5% long-term survival. In a recent study, 31,000 subjects underwent CT lung screening. Those diagnosed with lung cancer by CT screening demonstrated a better than 80% long-term survival. Priced at $245, a CT lung scan is a great value. Ask your doctor if a CT lung scan would be right for you. For more information, call Front Range Preventive Imaging today at 303-443-SCAN. That's 303-443-SCAN. Or visit us online at frontrangepreventiveimaging.com. With lung cancer by CT screening demonstrated a better than 80% long-term survival. Priced at $245, a CT lung scan is a great value. Ask your doctor if a CT lung scan would be right for you. For more information, call Front Range Preventive Imaging today at 303-443-SCAN. That's 303-443-SCAN. Or visit us online at frontrangepreventiveimaging.com.
This is Randy Rhodes, and I'm coming up this afternoon, and right now you got Jay Marvin right here on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
When I get older, losing my head, many years from now, will you still be sending me a Valentine?
40 years ago for this. 6:44, 44 minutes past the hour. Slight chance of showers. High today, 68. Good morning. Jay Marvin here, AM 760, Progressive Talk. Open phones, 303-713. Hey, something happened here. John, there's weird audio running on the air. I don't know. It has a mind of its own. Computers are fantastic, aren't they? Except when they
cut off my Beatles.
Yeah. Computers are fantastic, except when they decide to rebel and run on their own. Thank you, Hal. Well, that's an aged comment, isn't it? Who remembers 2001: A Space Odyssey? All right, let me go to Barbara in Inglewood. Barbara, hi, you're on AM 760. Thanks for waiting.
Hey, good morning. I have a couple of questions that I have been wanting to get answers to, and I thought maybe you could help me.
I'll try.
Okay. I wanted to know, you know, the Blackwater troops?
Oh, yeah, sure.
Who do they serve under?
They serve under their corporate command, and their corporate command takes orders from the Pentagon and the U.S. military most about 85 to 90% of the time.
Okay, so they don't. They have their own commanders. They're not in with our troops, sort of.
No, sometimes they are.
Okay.
Sometimes they are, but often what they do is they do things that in the old days our military used to do. And the bad thing about there's two bad things about this. First of all, those folks don't get the proper protection that they need. Second of all, you've got them making what most of us in America would consider to be good money, and then you've got our men and women who are there on a volunteer basis in the armed services, and they're not making that kind of money. And that's wrong. See what I'm saying?
Oh, I agree. And I worry about if they're there, when they come back, are they still in Blackwater? And, you know, I just have this whole thing about...
Yes, when they come back, they're still employed for them unless they quit their jobs.
And, you know, who they're working with and what the potential for this is. I'm like, oh, my God, you know.
Well, there's several good books. There's several good books out about this. And there's one of them has just been reissued in paperback. I saw it last weekend, as a matter of fact. I saw it in the Borders last weekend. Or maybe it was last weekend at Flatirons. So.
And the name?
I'm not that good.
Okay, that's all right. That's all right. I just really. The other thing, I had heard once before about men who were serving, illegal immigrants who were serving for green cards.
Yeah, that goes on. That's true.
And are they in the regular troops?
Yeah.
Are they a separate?
They're in the regular troops. They'll take people from other countries.
Okay. I think people need to know that there are people that are serving in Iraq.
But I don't know if they're illegal. I know they have green cards, and I know that some of them have been granted citizenship upon their return, or they've been granted citizenship after when they've been killed. I have a friend whose father is English, his mother is Dutch. He goes by his father's passport, which would make him British. He's here legally on a green card, and he rose all the way up to the rank of sergeant or staff sergeant in the Marine Corps.
Hmm.
So, I mean, who knows if that goes? I mean, we'd have to look into that.
Yeah,
I'm unclear about it. But I have to tell you one thing. I think if anybody comes over here and they serve in the armed forces, then they ought to be given citizenship.
I agree. Yeah. I have one other thing.
Okay, quickly, because I'm running out of time.
Okay, I didn't hear anybody say anything. And I have not had a chance to really listen like I usually do. Has anybody commented about Cheney's comments at the graduation at West Point that was in the paper on Sunday?
Yeah, I've had callers make comments about it, but the new story about Dick Cheney is this one trumps that one, that there's been an effort on the part of Dick Cheney to take the visitors' records to his residence and keep them secret so that the public can't learn who was there to talk to him.
Right. But what I was saying is the one that's talking about we're fighting over there because our enemy attacked us first.
Right, yeah.
I mean, is that reemphasizing the whole thing about Iraq's involvement in 9/11?
Yeah, and it amazes me that he keeps doing it, and it amazes me that...
He's not called on it.
Well, he is called on it, and you also have to remember, too, that you got to question how many people are actually listening to him, because go look at his popularity. The polls show him down at about, I think somewhere around 18%, maybe lower. That's not a lot of Americans.
Yeah.
And I think there are a lot of people out there who they just don't hear what he says because they don't believe him anymore, so they just go, yeah, okay.
Yeah, I hope.
Well, I hope so, too. Barbara, thanks.
Thank you. Have a great weekend.
Yeah, you too. See you later. All right. We'll talk to Jerry if he'll hang on. He wants to talk about Formula One. All right, Jerry, we'll do that. And, McLaren. McLaren Mercedes-Benz almost bounced from Formula One for alleged hedging of rules. That would have been a huge blow. 6:50, 50 minutes past the hour. Oh, it's not like a sports talk station. Plus, Jay Marvel of the Fan. Let's check traffic with Jim.
Thanks, Jay. Nice, sweet ride around the metro area. Right now, we just have the normal slow pockets, including southbound 225 through the DTC, Yosemite toward I-25. Same situation if you're on eastbound I-70 through the I-25 corridor. So no real surprises. Just keep in mind if you're headed out along eastbound lanes of I-70, Hanging Lakes Tunnel, Glenwood Canyon, still closed on that eastbound bore while they do that construction work. You can expect the usual delays westbound in both directions. Weather outlook today, looking for...
Attention, shoppers. There's an orange Chevy HHR in the parking lot that is transforming into a 30-foot-tall robot with a missile launcher and an MP3 player jack, and it is battling an evil robot helicopter. Will the owner of the HHR please attend to your vehicle? It's damaging the shopping carts. Thank you.
Play the Transformers Rise of the Chevy Autobots game now and help protect the world. Only at Chevy.com/Autobot. Transformers, in theaters July 4th.
The world of international ballet has come to Denver. The National Ballet of Denver features the highest standard of classical ballet training. Study under world-renowned ballet dancers who founded both the company and the academy. Classes are challenging within an encouraging environment for all ages and all levels. Enroll now for the exclusive 6-week summer intensive training beginning June 25th through August 3rd. Summer intensive training is for new students as well as dancers of all ages and all levels. Space is limited. The National Ballet of Denver is located just 4 blocks south of Park Meadows Mall. For more information, go to nationalballetofdenver.org. The National Ballet of Denver, bringing classical ballet to new heights.
What will fans of Harry Potter do when they reach the end? Lemony Snicket's fans have already experienced that most unfortunate event of all. But right now, James Patterson's Maximum Ride is just taking off. James Patterson, America's number one storyteller, brings you the fastest growing adventure series in America, Maximum Ride. The first two books were 54 weeks on the New York Times bestseller list. In stores today, Maximum Ride, saving the world and other extreme sports.
Now through June 11th, the Video Station is offering a twofer. Rent one movie and get a second rental absolutely free. Take home two of your favorite movie rentals for half price. Tell them you heard this ad for your free second rental now through Monday, June 11th at the Video Station in Boulder.
Which, okay, the editorial page is not what you and I would like, but the rest of the paper's okay. And they were talking about this in a car column, because I read all those car columns, that you buy a new car, you drive it off the lot, you lose money, depreciation. Well, you can let somebody else go through that pain, and then you can pick up the savings at Rockies. You can check out Rockies inventory online at RockiesAutos.com. While you're there, you can also get pre-qualified for a car loan, save yourself some time. They're open Monday through Saturday, 9 p.m., open until 9 p.m. And this weekend, you can meet Audra, Shaggy, and Officer Odell at the Strength and Fitness Expo at the Colorado Convention Center. Rockies Autos will be there, so come on by and say hello. Pick up an autographed hat from Shaggy, Audra, or Officer Odell. That's coming up this weekend, the Strength and Fitness Expo at the Colorado Convention Center, or drop on by to Rockies. You know where they are. Oh, you don't? Oh, it's 63rd and Federal.
Just Brakes.
How much are new brake pads installed?
For $99.88, we'll install pads and shoes in all four wheels and even machine rotors.
All four wheels for $99.88? Why do you do it, Just Brakes?
Just Brakes, we really do.
Yeah. Additional parts and services cost more. Offer good on most cars and light trucks.
Making progress before you get to work. With Jay Marvin on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
What would you think if I sang out a tune? Would you stand up and walk out on me? Lend me your ears.
4 years ago today, Sgt. Pepper's was released on an unsuspecting public. and it changed rock and roll music forever. 6:55, 5 minutes after the before the hour here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Jay Marvin along with the open phones, 303-713-7600. Let's go to Jerry in Brighton. Jerry, hi, you're on AM 760. Thanks for waiting.
No problem, Jay. So how do you like the Formula One race?
I liked it okay until I found out that they suspected and McLaren Mercedes later admitted that Lewis Hamilton hung back so that Alonso could win because they considered it to be a team effort. And to me, that's cheating.
Yeah, last two laps, you could see it big time.
Yeah, and I'm not
behind him, and then he had to back off. They even talked about it on the announcers did.
Yeah, I'm not happy about it. Do you think it's right?
No, but that's Formula One, too. They've always done it that way. The worst-case scenario was in Ferrari when Barrichello pulled over and it literally stopped in the track so Michael Schumacher could get past.
Yeah, see, you're right, but I don't think it's right. And then there's other disappointing news, and that is that the current location of the Paris Grand Prix, this is the last year for that.
Yeah, there's going to be a lot of last years. I think Indianapolis is going to be phased out, too. I don't think they're getting enough people there with enough things going on.
Well, John and I were just discussing this off the air. This is something everybody can get into and everybody can comment on. This is happening in golf, too. There's something about sport in this country that if you don't have a roster of American stars, you don't get the kind of interest that other sports would get. Golf is starting to become dominated by Europeans, which will indicate to me, at least John and I agree, that golf is going to that pro golf is going to start to get into trouble. Formula One has trouble in this country because it doesn't have any outstanding American stars. However,
IRL, there's another example. You have a Brazilian. You have a lot of people that do not live in this country.
Elio Castroneves lives here.
But he's from another country.
He's from Brazil, but he lives here. He lives in Miami. But the thing is about this, though, television-wise, it continues to still do well. It does well in the numbers game on TV.
Formula One does.
So does the IRL.
Yeah, and they're not as well as NASCAR.
No, they don't do as well as NASCAR, but they do well. So in the end, there's a market for it. It's just Americans just have to get hip to it.
That's it. Did you see some of the difference between the NASCAR and Formula One? And I talk like all the lead changes.
Yeah, I don't like NASCAR, man.
I know, but all the lead changes, it's always something going on. It's not as up-to-date or anything as Formula One. And another idea, Formula One, let's get a restaurant and play one morning and everybody meet up to watch Formula One one Sunday morning. I'll take off from work.
All right. You know what? Send me an email. You're on.
Okay, we'll do that.
All right, brother. Thank you, Jerry. More open phones coming up here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Hang on or hang around.
Jay Marvin on AM 760 Progressive Talk. We're here at the Bear Challenge, where the two top-selling paint brands are going head-to-head in a competition of quality.
Watching paint dry is exciting stuff here at the Home Depot.
Let's take a look at our current leader, Bear Premium Plus.
I tell you, I did not expect this kind of quality from the most affordable paint.
Well, you know, I'm not surprised. Bear's been rated number one in overall quality by a national study 4 years in a row.
Well, with the kind of resistance to scrubbing that it's shown today, it's certainly proven it has lasting power.
Definitely. But you know where Bear really stood out for me?
Where's that?
That whiter base.
Well, I can agree with you there. Anybody wanting truer colors can appreciate that.
Folks, you can get out on the action, too, here at the Home Depot. Just vote for the paint you think did best.
And you can win $10,000 in gift cards from the Home Depot. Bob, we got legal on that?
Yes, indeedy. To enter in for official rules, visit your local The Home Depot store by July 31st. That's open to U.S. residents. 18 or older, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited.
Nice. Is Bear better? Take the Bear Challenge and decide for yourself. Only at the Home Depot. Good.
Better.
Bear.
760 in HD.
Hey, Colorado, this is Ed Schultz, and you're listening to AM 760 Progressive Talk, KKZN, Thornton, Denver, Boulder.
CBS News, I'm Frank Sedapani. A quarantined Atlanta lawyer is apologizing to the scores of fellow airline passengers he may have exposed to a dangerous TB infection. From his isolation room in a Denver hospital, Andrew Speaker told ABC's Good Morning America he feels awful about what happened and doesn't expect to be forgiven. But Speaker says his doctors and federal health officials knew he planned to fly to Europe for his wedding and honeymoon, and didn't forbid him from going.
I really believe that I wasn't putting people at risk because that's what the people told me.
Speaker says his father has a tape of the meeting with federal officials that proves his story. It turns out that Speaker's father-in-law is a TB specialist at the Centers for Disease Control. Robert Cooksey says that's just a coincidence.
I do not have TB, nor have I ever had TB. My son-in-law's TB did not originate from myself or the CDC labs.
The Help Wanted sign is out. Live to Washington and CBS News correspondent Peter Mayer.
Frank, a new Labor Department report has encouraging news for job seekers, especially people in the healthcare, hotel, education, and business fields. But the housing slump continues to take a toll on factory and construction jobs. This new report also shows an uptick in hiring. It was better than many economists expected. Overall, May unemployment remained steady at 4.5%.
And the economy created 157,000 new jobs last month. Another reading on the economy that's just out. Income was down slightly in April. Consumer spending went up. Wall Street seems to like all that. Just ahead of the bell, S&P futures are up 5.5 points. Retired pathologist Jack Kevorkian gets out of prison sometime this morning after serving 8 years for the assisted suicide of a man with Lou Gehrig's disease. Disability rights advocate Diane Coleman believes Kevorkian should have done more time for picking on disabled people.
What serial killer gets out after 8 years?
Baltimore lawyer Thomas Bowden says Kevorkian didn't deserve to go to prison.
He is a courageous person who has been willing to pay the price to be the symbol for the need for legal reform on this issue.
Kevorkian still believes assisted suicide should be legal, but says he won't take part in any more. The six-month Atlantic and Gulf Coast hurricane season begins today, and officials say a lot of families just aren't prepared for a big storm. The federal agency that tracks storms is also suffering from a case of the shorts.
The National Hurricane Center is in a cash crunch.
We're doing the most we can with the limited budget that we have at this time.
Director Bill Proenza says he's working with an essentially flat budget, just over $6 million a year. He says that's not enough to pay for desperately needed hurricane research to support his forecasters.
If we don't do that, I don't think we'll be able to face the challenges that we have in the future to make sure that we can keep the same level of effectiveness in protecting our people.
And breaking news from Washington, top advisor to President Bush, Dan Bartlett, says he'll resign next month. This is CBS News.
Hello?
Awful night.
Beth?
My erosive acid reflux.
Haven't you heard of Protonix, pantoprazole sodium?
What?
Protonix. One daily tablet helped control daytime, even nighttime acid reflux symptoms.
Nighttime symptoms, too?
Yep, even helped repair acid reflux damage. Plus, I save on my Protonix prescription.
Think I could save on my copay?
Check your health plan.
Right. Gotta go.
Where?
To see my doctor about Protonix.
Protonix copays are not less than generic drugs. Prescription Protonix heals acid-related erosions in the esophagus and relieves associated frequent and persistent heartburn. Most patients heal within 8 weeks. Your results may vary. Doctors may prescribe Protonix longer to maintain healing. Studies lasted 12 months. Other serious stomach conditions may still exist. In studies, the most common side effects were headache, diarrhea, and gas. Go to ProtonixSavings.com or call 866-794-ACID to learn more about Protonix, acid reflux disease, and savings. See our ad in the Saturday Evening Post. Ask your doctor if Protonix is right for you.
Good morning. I'm John M. with your AM 760 local news update. That Georgia lawyer with a rare strain of tuberculosis begins his treatment today at Denver's National Jewish Hospital. Andrew Speaker's doctor doesn't think he's highly contagious at this point.
By conventional methods that we traditionally use in the public health arena in general terms, he would be considered of low infectivity.
She says the longer the disease goes untreated, though, the more likely that would change. She'll be treated with a variety of drugs, including some used to treat leprosy. Governor Bill Ritter says he'll appeal a Denver judge's order blocking enforcement of parts of Colorado's new ethics rules. He says they went well beyond what was anticipated or intended. The governor may appeal directly to the state Supreme Court. And a group of 10 women from the Pueblo Medium Security Prison has begun a trial program working on local farms, part of an effort to replace the need for migrant workers. Farmers are paying Department of Correction officials $9.60 an hour. That's almost $3 more than the minimum wage paid to most migrants. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News update. I'm John M. Now here's Gina Michaels with AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Not a bad ride into work this morning. If you're on major highways, we have typical Friday-like conditions around the metro. Good speeds, I-25 through the Tech Center, C-470 across Littleton, Highlands Ranch. We do have one wreck off the highway involving a pedestrian, 11th in Colorado. Eastbound 270 stacked up across Commerce City, and we have the normal delays southbound 25 through Adams County. Security wait time at DIA, 5 minutes. Weather outlook today, mostly cloudy with a slight chance for a sprinkle or two, high of 67. Tonight, it'll clear out, be cooler, going down to 47, and currently it's partly cloudy and 48. I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Did you know you can get your photos developed at your neighborhood King Supers while you shop? And right now, anytime you spend $25 or more in a single transaction using your Supercard, you qualify for 10-cent 4x6 prints. See store for details. Right store, right price.
Another how-to half-minute from the Home Depot.
Later, Gator. Toodaloo.
Hun?
See ya. Wouldn't want to be ya.
Honey, what are you doing?
Saying goodbye to old appliances and this nasty floor.
Okay.
Peace out. Smell you later. Adios, muchachos.
Get ready to upgrade, because right now you can get 10% off your first purchase when you open a new Home Depot consumer credit card account. Plus, get special deferred financing store-wide. The Home Depot. You can do it. We can help. Valid through June 6th in U.S. only. Maximum discount $200. Subject to credit approval. Restrictions apply. See store for details.
Time to get new patio furniture for our hot summer months. Get over to Freehoff's Patio and Garden Center in Boulder. June is set sale month, which means you'll save money when you buy a table and at least four chairs. And Freehoff's has 20 different lines of patio furniture, not to mention Weber grills, fountains, fire pits, and hammocks. And as always, if you buy it today, they'll have it to your house by tonight. They also deliver all across the state, even to the mountains and to Wyoming and Nebraska. Spelled Freehoff's, pronounced Freehoff's at the Pyramid at 33rd and Arapahoe in Boulder.
This morning at 10, it's Tom Hartman.
Coming up, Anything Goes Friday on the Tom Hartman Program. Brunch with Bernie. Senator Bernie Sanders will be here taking your calls as he does every Friday. And we'll be keeping up with the Bush surge, Gonzo Gate, immigration, and all the best of the rest of the news. Next week, by the way, I'll be live from Croatia with great guests in the Praxis Peace Conference right here on the Tom Hartman Program, your radio support group for We the People.
After Jay, it's Tom Hartman on AM 760 Progressive Talk. This is the Jay Marvin Show.
Jay Marvin.
On AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Good morning, 7:08, 8 minutes after 7 here on AM 760, Progressive Talk. Jay Marvin along with you. Slight chance of showers. High today, 68. It's open phones. Anything you want to talk about, 303-713-7600. By the way, Blackwater, thanks to somebody who sent this to us. And we had the guy on who wrote the first article about Blackwater. Yeah, Jeremy Scahill, about like 2 years ago, I think. But I don't, my memory, it's fading. I need to take, what is that they make you take? No, that they say you take? Ginkgo biloba or something like that?
Ginkgo biloba?
Yes, I need to pour gallons of ginkgo biloba down my throat. Anyway, they answer to the State Department, which is pretty scary. Hey, if you want one of our brand new bumper stickers, because we're trying to prove a point, and the point we're trying to prove is that these stereotypes, these characteristics that a lot of these right-wing chatterers say about us, it's not true. Like, we're unpatriotic, we don't love the country. Well, we've got a bumper sticker out. It's our brand new AM 760 bumper sticker. It's our flag, too. And you can get one. And I'll tell you where you can get one. I'll give you one. I'm going to be at the Barack Obama Walk for Change. Participants will canvass through the streets of Denver to talk about Obama's campaign to change politics. That's coming up next Saturday, June the 9th, 9 a.m., South High School, 1700 East Louisiana Avenue. If you want more information about this, go to am760.net And we'll go to all of the presidential candidates' gatherings. So this is not an endorsement of Barack Obama, although I pretty much am on board with him, although I'm very interested in John Edwards as well. But it's a chance for you and I to get together and for me to give you one of the new stickers. Or the other thing you could do if you want one is come here and ask for one. We're located in the Denver Tech Center right off I-25. That's right off Bellevue on South Monaco. Walk in the door and say, could I please have an AM760 bumper sticker, and we'll get you one. Okay? And Mary has one on her car and has gotten tons of positive and good reaction out of it. And people have asked her, oh, gee, where did you get that? And she says, well, some formerly fat guy gave it to me. All right, 303-713-7600. We're into open phones. Let me go to George and Aurora, who's been hanging on. George, you're on AM760. Good morning.
Good morning to you. I've listened to you since you first came from that right-wing station. And right from the beginning, I remember the first week that you were unsure of the war. You didn't know. You talked about the killings, the rape rooms, the Olympic athletes. It was a trying questions. Of course, it's gone badly since. I voted for Clinton, then I went to Bush, and I've been listening to you. I voted Democratic again, and they all lied to. I'm sitting here at a gas pump, and more. And everything that they based their...
Well, I don't think you can make a blanket statement that they all lied to you because, first of all, you do have a segment of Democrats, both in the Senate and also in the House of Representatives, who did vote against the appropriations bill. So you have to honor those folks who did what they thought was right.
I thought they were taking the country back.
Well, but hang on a minute. Let me finish.
Okay.
Patience. Then you've got those who want us out of Iraq, but they do not want to take the troop funding, and they don't want to use that as an instrument. They would rather find some other way to do it, and Can I just finish?
Yeah.
I mean, if you don't want me to, I won't.
No, I really do.
Okay. So you've got that contingency. The one thing that people in this country and also the Democrats are united around is the fact that they want timetables and that they want benchmarks and that they want withdrawal. But you have a contingency of people, and you're always going to have this, who don't totally agree completely on how to do this. And while I was as disappointed as you were, okay, my feeling is that no pain, no gain, and if you get disgusted to the point where you say, okay, well, you know what, it doesn't matter, I'm walking away, which I got that to that point, but you know what? That's not going to get us anywhere. What's going to get us somewhere is that regardless of whether you're Republican, Democratic, Independent, it doesn't make any difference where you sit. If you think we need another strategy, if you think that being there is not right and it's not helping the situation, then you know what? You got to keep pushing.
Well, I agree with you. I think you should start your show every day and open it with how many soldiers have been killed since the Democrats voted for those.
Yeah,
funds.
But you keep saying that, though, but I'm going to have to tell you once again, not every Democrat voted for that. There was a large contingency of Democrats who did not vote for it, and some were very, very high-profile names, and some of the people who did vote for it were also very, very high-profile names.
So the rhetoric on either side really doesn't matter.
No, it doesn't. No, 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 it, no,
they
no.
They all say their speeches
no,
so that they
no,
can get elected.
No, it does matter. But the lesson here is the lesson that you learn about not only about politics, but you also learn about life. And the lesson is that you never get 100% of what you want, and that the democratic process involves give and take, and that sometimes people are going to do things that you're not going to particularly agree with, But if they turn around and do things like that on a consistent basis, then most people would start to think, well, I'm not voting for this person because there's this, this, and this.
Well, why aren't we talking about the gas?
Well, what do you mean, why aren't we talking about it? I've done tons of shows on the gas. If you want to talk about gas prices,
yeah, you had
talk about gas prices.
You had a real good one last week where he said that since they've been in, there's been 59 investigations, and the oil companies aren't doing anything to break the law. But, I mean, it was...
Well, if they're not doing it, you know, if they've had the investigations and they're not doing anything to break the law, then what are you going to do? Are you going to invent something to get them on?
Well, then why have that rhetoric before the election?
You know something? This is what strikes me about this call, George, in all due respect. You're angry about all this stuff, and I understand it, and you're frustrated by it, and I understand it, and most people are. But, George, you're going to have to learn that you don't always get what you want. You got to work within the system, and you have to accept those things, even if they don't come out the way you absolutely want. There is no political party on the face of this planet, and there is no government on the face of this planet that can wake up and in a single day, unless it's a dictatorship, do exactly what they want to do.
Well, you ran it for a couple days on it, and I was proud of you for doing it.
Oh, so it's my fault, right?
With your party.
Oh, it's my fault because I see it differently than you.
Well, no, but I mean, then the right thing is what Bush is doing because for some reason.
No, that's not the right
thing.
No, it's not the right thing, but you can't take something like this, which is complex, and you can't sit there and in the snap of a finger, a wink of an eye, you can't turn it around. It takes a while to get it done, and you have to bargain to get it done. And in a democratic process, you are not going to always get 100% of what you want. You have to give respect to get respect, and you have to learn that people have to work things out. And what you want is you want an instant answer, and you want it done immediately. And you know something? Most of the public wants that, too. And they want it on a whole variety of issues. But guess what? It doesn't work that way. It never has, and it never will.
Well, good show. I enjoy it. And I'm waiting for any side, Republic or Democrat, to do something about this mess.
There will be something done. It is going to happen. This president, this vice president, and members of the GOP, and the 28%, that's what it's down to, about 27 to 28% now, who still support the war and support the president, okay? They cannot hide from reality. They cannot continue to sit there and lie and get away with it because people know it's not true. The latest example of this is Joe Lieberman, who goes to Baghdad. Go look at the pictures. He's got a flak vest on, as Mary pointed out to me last night. He's in a marketplace. The guy who's in the marketplace doesn't have one on. He's got all these guards. And then he says, oh, things here are improving. And then he refuses to talk to the troops. He doesn't want to talk to any troops that have anything critical to say. He gets back on a plane and he leaves. You know what? Joe Lieberman can lie, but the thing is, the public knows better. They know that it isn't true.
Hey, Jay, 2 weeks ago, you wanted him out of the party.
I still do.
Well, no, your guest that day said you couldn't do it because you needed him for the vote.
You want to know something? You want to know something? You want to know something? I don't agree with that because I think that with control of the House of Representatives, it doesn't matter what Joe Lieberman does. And in 08, we will further change the makeup of the Senate, so it doesn't make any difference. And what I'm doing is sitting down with Joe Lieberman and saying, okay, you raise any more money for any more Republican candidates, you threaten us one more time. You pull that BS, and guess what? You're gone. And you know why he won't do it? Let me tell you why he won't do it. Let me tell you why he won't leave. Because, once again, look into how things work. If he leaves, he becomes a freshman Republican senator, or he becomes an independent. He has no power. He sits on the back bench, and nobody basically gives a damn about him, and it cuts off the one thing that he thrives on. Guess what that is? Television.
Well, there's a couple of them. Pelosi was
no,
on
Pelosi
the street
doesn't,
quite
Pelosi,
a bit.
Pelosi doesn't,
under her desk.
No, Pelosi does not fit into that category. Don't say that about her. It's not true. You're ill-informed on that. Thank you for the
question. Still under her desk, hiding?
What do you mean? She's not hiding under her desk. She voted no on the appropriate. You know what, George? Pick up a newspaper, read it. Do yourself a favor. Thank you for the call. You know, I just can't. Okay, so now if you want to email me and you want to go, okay, Jay's, you know, he's getting voluminous here and he's getting rude. I mean, she made explicit statements against the appropriation. She voted against it. You know, Nancy Pelosi is, she's great. She is great. And I'm glad to have her as Speaker of the House. And I'm glad to have her as a fellow Democrat. Boy, I'm getting real political here, aren't I? 303-713-7600, it's open phones. I'll calm down. I have a tendency to get excited, don't I? I have a type.
I know how hard it is to find honest, reliable service on your vehicle. Hi, I'm Jim DeForest, owner of Cotman Transmission at Broadway and Yale. If you need a second opinion or just want to make sure you're getting an honest quote on your vehicle maintenance problems, then come to Cotman. At Cotman, we're more than just transmission specialists. We're a part of the community, and we're here for you. Bring your vehicle by anytime. We're at Broadway and Yale, or just call 303-761-8841. That's 303-761-8841.
What's happening, Special Agent?
I've discovered something that lots of auto insurance companies don't want you to know. You can switch your auto insurance anytime. Fortunately, Esurance wants to get the word out to help drivers save time and money on auto insurance.
Copy that. But you can switch your auto insurance anytime, even before your other policy expires?
You sure can. There's no reason to pay too much for auto insurance a day longer than you have to.
I bet that's why over 500,000 drivers have switched to Esurance, and thousands more switch every week.
That's right. At Esurance.com, you can see your savings right away. With fast quotes and instant comparisons to other companies' prices, you'll know you're getting the best deal on auto insurance.
And if I want to switch to Esurance?
Just buy your Esurance policy and you can find out more about canceling your other coverage.
How much money can I save with Esurance?
Many drivers save hundreds of dollars a year with Esurance.
Who wouldn't want to switch and save today? Get your auto insurance quote at Esurance.com.
Time to get new patio furniture for our hot summer months. Get over to Freehoff's Patio and Garden Center in Boulder. June is set sale month, which means you'll save money when you buy a table and at least four chairs. And Freehoff's has 20 different lines of patio furniture, not to mention Weber grills, fountains, fire pits, and hammocks. And as always, if you buy it today, they'll have it to your house by tonight. They also deliver all across the state, even to the mountains and to Wyoming and Nebraska. Spelled Freehoff's, pronounced Freehoff's at the Pyramid at 33rd and Arapahoe in Boulder.
Now through June 11th, the video station is offering a twofer. Rent one movie and get a second rental absolutely free. Take home two of your favorite movie rentals for half price. Tell them you heard this ad for your free second rental now through Monday, June 11th at the video station in Boulder.
So you'll never feel like a number when you're here. At Cotman, we're more than just transmission specialists. We're a part of the community, and we're here for you. Call us anytime at 303-761-8841. That's 303-761-8841.
Support for AM 760 comes from the locally owned Jack Misick Heating and Cooling, specializing in American Standard Air Conditioning. Call 303-463-8541. That's Jack Misick Heating and Cooling at 303-463-8541.
Rush's new CD, Snakes and Arrows, in stores now featuring the hit single, Far Cry. See Rush on tour this summer. For more information, go to Rush.com. Brought to you by Atlantic Records.
Making progress before you get to work. With Jay Marvin on AM 760, Progressive Time.
Actually, it was 40 years ago today. So, we're playing some cuts from Sgt. Pepper's. 7:23, 23 minutes after 7, AM 760, Progressive Talks. Slight chance of showers. High today, 68. 303-713-7600. And Bobby, by the way, from Tulsa, Oklahoma, who streams this show at am760.net, points out something important. And, George, you ought to pay attention to this, that the Democrats do not have total control of the Congress, that their margin in the Senate is thin, and that one of the reasons that they couldn't get some of this done is because they don't have the votes. And that's knowing how the system works, and Bobby is right about that, and thanks, Bobby. She sends me tons of emails. I answer the ones I can, but Bobby, I read all of them. And you can instant message me, too, at am760.net. Here's one from Roger. Formula One at a restaurant or bar, I'm in. Formula One is about different manufacturers almost as much as the drivers. Wahoo. Okay, Roger, we're going to try to put it together, and then we'll get a shout-out on the Speed Channel, too, by the way. From David Varsha or whatever, because I know somebody working on the Speed Channel who will get them the information. And you're right, it is about different manufacturers. And one of the manufacturers that I really love, and they don't sell cars in this country, but I really like them a lot, is Renault. I'm a big Renault fan. Let's go to George in Inglewood. George, you're on AM760. Good morning.
Hi.
Hi.
Talking about Formula One, I grew up in the 60s. I was a teenager in the 60s. To me, that was for me, that was when it was really fun.
It was big back then.
Dan Gurney had a – you remember Dan Gurney?
Oh, sure. Yeah, absolutely.
He was an American who built an American car, and he won one race, one championship race in Belgium in 1967, and it's a great accomplishment.
Yeah, it was.
He had people like Jim Clark, a great driver who then died in a Formula 2 race.
The Scotsman.
Those were really great days, I thought.
Yeah, I thought so, too.
I lost interest in that kind of racing after 1970 or so. Yeah, I didn't like the big wings that they were starting to put on.
Oh, for the downforce?
Yeah. It looks like all the cars are the same now. In those days, they looked a little different. You could tell Gurney's Eagle Westlake looked a little different from the Lotus Fords and you know, I don't know.
Yeah, there are different manufacturers, and they have now strict specifications that they have to meet, and it's still pretty exciting depending on where it is that they race. You know that if you race, you do street races, it's harder because it's harder to pass and you have fewer lane changes. So it turns out that usually the person who qualifies the fastest and gets the pole usually wins, but that's not always the case, and it's still, you've still got remarkable people who are out there who are able to do, you know, some pretty amazing things, and one of them is this young kid, Lewis Hamilton, from England, who's only like 19 or 20, and he's real good, and then you've got Felipe Massa, who I really like. I mean, there's some people there that, I mean, it's worth watching. I really enjoy it, and they're still experimenting with the cars and working on technology, and they're
sure is a lot safer today, isn't it?
Yeah, a lot safer.
A lot of guys died in those days. Lorenzo, I remember.
Right.
I remember Wide World of Sports. I used to.
Chris Economaki.
What?
Chris Economaki.
Yeah. I don't. Yeah. I remember them showing the Monaco Grand Prix, the 67 one. It was not live, but they showed a tape of it.
Right.
And I used to subscribe to Road and Track. And Henry Manny, I think, used to write the Grand Prix articles. And he complained so much that there was that Lorenzo Bandini had this horrible crash, very fiery crash.
Right.
He burned to death, basically.
About 40 years ago.
Yeah, it was in 67,
mm-hmm.
I think. In the Monaco Grand Prix.
Yeah, they just honored him because the Monaco Grand Prix was last weekend.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah.
And I remember in his article, and I don't know if it's true, I think it's probably true, that the ABC helicopter was up above filming it, fanning the flames, according to Henry Manny of Road and Track.
That's probably true.
Yeah, anyway, and you mentioned that you hated NASCAR, and I do too. And a while ago, you were mentioning an Indy race. And before the Indy race, they had a prayer.
Yeah, in Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name. Now, they do that a lot in NASCAR. But I was wondering, and you were going to follow up on this, and I'm kind of curious about this because I had a discussion with a friend the other day. He thought I was being overly offended by it, which I think is kind of a put down to make you overly sensitive. And I don't really care. It's a private event. They can do what they want. But I think it's weird. Did you watch any other Indy races, and particularly the Indy 500?
Yes, if they had a prayer, it wasn't televised, or I didn't see it.
Okay, so they didn't do that on TV anyway.
No, they haven't done it since, and I sent them an email
to
the media department of IRL, And, you know, I never got an answer, and I was waiting for it to happen again. And then what I was going to do was I was going to pick the phone up and call them and say, hey, you know, this is who I am, and I'd really like to get somebody on because I'd like to have a debate about this. I'd like to talk about the
fact. I wonder if they started this kind of thing. I didn't know they did it for Indy. You know, you expect this thing in NASCAR because it's mainly a southern thing with militarism.
Yeah, I still don't think that makes it right either.
Yeah, I don't think it's right, but it's these are private events. The thing is, they're
using public property.
I wonder if you could get somebody on from NASCAR or from Indy and ask them when they started this, if they started this after 9/11.
Oh, that's a good point.
I'm just kind of curious when they started this. And they have the flyovers, the big military.
Well, that's always gone on.
Okay. Hey, talking about Indy, just for a second, go back about 40 years again. Do you remember Granatelli's turbine
mm-hmm.
cars?
Sure do.
At the time, I didn't like them because I was big into internal combustion engines. But over time, I think I have a respect for it now. And you know they outlawed it?
I know.
What do you think of that? Do you think they should allow like his turbine engines again? You know what happened in those races? He was leading in both years, I believe 67 and 68. And just before the end of the race, just a couple of laps to go, they conked out. He had the one weird-looking one. It looked a little pregnant, the first one.
Right.
And then the second year, the same kind of thing happened. He lost. But they were great cars, as I look back on them now. What do you think? They made a rule that said you have to have an internal combustion engine, and I'm not sure they should do that.
Well, I think the idea behind it is this. The idea behind it is to make everybody relatively even so that two things come into play here, the skill of the driver and the setup of the car. Now, for those people who don't care for this topic and are saying, why is he doing this and why don't they go to, you know, some sports talk station, let me point out...
I'll go to music next, if you'll allow me.
Okay.
And the Beatles.
All right. But let me point this out to people. A lot of what you take for granted in your automobiles, a lot of safety features and a lot of that stuff, those things, that technology, it's like the space program. That technology was developed on the racetrack. So if we're going to make gains in safety, if we're going to make gains in fuel efficiency, if we're going to make gains in all of those things, a lot of that is going to come off the racetrack.
Well, look at Honda. Honda got into racing in the 60s, really, as they became an automobile manufacturer, and they learned a lot. Racing venture.
Absolutely.
They incorporated a lot into their cars today that we drive.
That's where you end up getting things like, you know, traction control and, you know, suspension systems that are sensitive to changes in road courses and stuff. That all comes from, you know, experimentation, which is basically what you want. All right, now before I get traffic, go ahead and lay the music on me.
You know, when the Beatles came out, we both grew up in Southern California. There was top radio, top 40 radio stations, AM, KHJ, KFWB. Do you remember that?
Oh, yeah, of course.
Do you remember when, FM station started playing some rock, and that was KMET.
Right.
Down in the low 90s.
And KPPC.
I don't remember. There was another station that also played album rock.
KLOS.
I don't remember. They were both down in the 90s. You know, in that range of the frequency spectrum, but it was an interesting time. I remember KMET playing the White Album
mm-hmm.
before it came out. They just played the entire White Album, really before you could buy it. And this is after they had been playing album rock for about a year. But it was an interesting time to go from top 40. Then you could actually listen to Sgt. Pepper's the way it was, the album, you know, on FM.
Right.
And people don't know that in those days, FM didn't used to play rock.
No,
easy listening.
Used to play what they called Muzak and classical music.
Right.
And some jazz.
And in the late 60s, they started switching over, and you could hear Steppenwolf's Pusher. And you'd hear the Goddamn, you know, in the Pusher Man, you know. And it wasn't.
And they would play the, and they would take the songs that you would hear on Top 40 radio, which were shortened. They play the long
That's
versions.
Right. In a Gata de Vida.
That's right, the whole thing.
Yeah. Anyway, okay.
Well, do you remember one last singer? Do you speaking of KMET, do you remember Jimmy Rabbit?
I don't remember all the names. I remember some of the names from the Top 40.
B. Mitchell Reed?
Yeah, yeah. I liked, you know, KRLA did a pretty good job
yeah,
back
Rabbit,
in 1970.
They yeah, Rabbit of, Rabbit worked at KRLA.
But and they used to be up around 1,100 or 1,300. Now,
no, 1110.
It's the crummy talk conservative station, and they should be ashamed to use that name.
Yeah, well, it was at 1110. What's happened is it's been moved to 810 on the dial, and it's now...
Wacko conservative.
Yeah, it's now right-wing Christian talk, and 1110 is... Radio Disney, I believe.
Oh, okay. Well, anyway, I don't know. Anyway, we're reminiscing. We're probably boring people to death.
Yeah, probably so, because we're a couple of old guys. David, thank you, man.
It's Tom. Or
Tom. I'm sorry.
Okay.
It is George. I'm sorry. What's wrong with me?
Okay.
Thank you, George.
Bye.
I appreciate it.
All right, bye.
All right. He's probably going, oh, yeah, sure, Jay. You appreciated nothing. You blew my name, and now you're going to act as if you, God, I hate when I do that. Open phones. You don't like this conversation. Change it at 303-713-7600, and let's go to Gina for a detailed traffic analysis.
All right, thanks, Jay. We're doing really good. Really not a major hot spot right now. Eastbound 270, just the slowest stretch, I-76 to Vasquez. Westbound I-76 stacked up approaching I-25, and we're not going to get any relief for a while on southbound 225 through the DTC or southbound 25 out of Thornton and North Glen. Do have that one wreck off the highway 11th in Colorado, so you want to avoid that intersection. Weather today looks like it'll be mostly cloudy with a slight chance for showers, high of 67, currently partly cloudy and 48. I'm Gina Michaels, AM760, Progressive Talk.
Support for AM760 comes from the locally owned DVD Stop in Lakewood.
Did you know you can get your photos developed at your neighborhood King Supers while you shop? And right now, anytime you spend $25 or more...
Get the good stuff!
Stop by your local Napa Auto Parts store and register for a chance to win $100 in free gas. You can also increase your fuel economy by replacing dirty air filters and changing your oil regularly. Visit Napa today and register to win your free $100 fuel card. One card will be awarded at each participating store. See store for official sweepstakes rules and complete details. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Napa fuel card managed by eCount, a city company. Napa. Get the good stuff.
Get the good stuff.
Attention shoppers, there's an orange Chevy HHR in the parking lot that is transforming into a 30-foot tall robot with a missile launcher and an MP3 player jack, and it's battling an evil robot helicopter. Will the owner of the HHR please attend to your vehicle? It's damaging the shopping carts. Thank you.
Play the Transformers Rise of the Chevy Autobots game now and help protect the world. Only at Chevy.com/Autobot. Transformers in theaters July 4th.
Welcome to Man Tips. Tips for men from men. Hello, caller.
I was wondering which is better, plasma or LCD?
Neither. What you want is iridium, my friend.
Is that HD?
Better, it's XP. The Autolite Extreme Performance Spark Plug has an iridium-enhanced 0.6mm tip for faster ignition and optimum performance over the life of the plug.
But I was asking about TV.
Yeah, and it's amazing how similar XP sounds, isn't it? This has been Man Tips, sponsored by Autolite Spark Plug. It's time to change your plugs.
And then sold it for more than we expected.
Call now to find out what your timeshare is worth, and we'll send you a free information kit, including 10 secrets to buying and selling timeshares.
Buyers keep calling by the thousands, and we need timeshares to keep up with their demands.
Call 1-800-700-0141 to find out what your timeshare is worth and get your free information kit. Dial 1-800-700-0141. 1-800-700-0141.
And now for the bonus round. An apple a day keeps the doctor away. What does a pear prevent?
Hard feelings.
Correct. If you multiply...
the square root of 19.
Correct. How many movies has Netflix delivered so far?
I know. Over 1 billion.
Correct.
Yes.
Netflix.
Over 1 billion movies delivered so far. Zero late fees. Choose movies online and get DVDs delivered to your door in about one business day. Start your free trial. Plans now from only $4.99 a month. Netflix. It's that easy.
This month, Radio Shack is the place to be for incredible savings during their massive yellow tag sale. You'll be blown away by the tremendous savings on a wide variety of top-notch electronics. And only until June 3rd, you'll also be given the Radio Shack employee discount on top of these already low yellow tag prices. That means an additional 10% off select brand name items and 30% off select private label Radio Shack items. The Radio Shack yellow tag sale. Hurry in now and save big. Radio Shack. Don't just buy stuff. Do stuff.
Offer good through 6307 at participating stores only. Availability varies by store.
You're listening to The Jay Marvin Show on AM 760 Progressive Talk and AM760.net.
It's getting better all the time. I used to get mad at my school. The teachers that taught me weren't cool.
4 years ago, this was released, so we thought we'd play some cuts from it. The Beatles and Sgt. Pepper. AM 760, Progressive Talk, Jay Marvin along with you, 303-713-7600, open phones, anything you want to talk about. By the way, isn't KBCO celebrating an anniversary today too, aren't they? 25 years? 30 years? I can't remember. How many years? Yeah, 30. It's 30 years. So, happy anniversary to all my friends at KBCO, Brett Saunders, and everybody over there. They're all good folks. And I used to see them every day. Ginger. Great radio station. And, you know, that brings me to another question I wanted to ask real quick. And you guys would know this, and I wouldn't know this. And, John, you wouldn't know the answer to this because you're too young. Every city in this country 40 years ago had an album rock radio station or an underground FM radio station. What was the first underground FM radio station in Denver? Freeform, where they played anything. What was that, and where was it on the dial? Does anybody know? If you know, call and tell us. 303-713-7600. I love to talk about the history of the media in Denver. Be it television or radio. I love finding stuff out. And I know I had a ton of calls once when I asked about what television station used to show roller derby and wrestling.
It's hard to believe that KBCO's 30 years old.
It is hard, but it's true. 30 years, man, of great music.
In my opinion, the greatest FM station in Colorado, hands down.
I think KBCO would place as probably one of the greatest FM radio stations in the United States.
Yeah, I'd agree with that.
I think another one would be KPIG in Santa Cruz. But KBCO is right there. And I wonder if anybody will call and tell us which was the first quote-unquote underground FM station in Denver. Does anybody know?
I'd imagine it came out of Boulder, maybe KGNU.
I don't know. Maybe nobody remembers. Let's go to David in Boulder. David, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Is this the Grand Kahuna of talk radio with a heart?
I don't know about that. This is the confused person from talk radio who just knows that it's Friday already.
Jay, this is David in Boulder. I just love listening to you in the morning because I don't drink coffee, but my wife and I carpool, and we're driving down from Netherlands, and it's just like laughter's the best medicine, dude.
Oh, really. Well, you know, you're very kind.
I wanted to revisit something that you spoke to earlier this week when you were ruminating on why the good die young.
Oh, yeah, right.
And why does that happen?
Why does it happen?
And for me, you know, it's a couple of different threads I put together on this over the years. We'll never know the why of it, and we'll never, ever be able to appreciate the sorrow and loss of the people that are left behind. But for me, I think I come to kind of a place of integration about it when I was able to move away from organized religion into a more personal spirituality and exploration. And as I did that, and I would see these things happen around me, either in my family or, you know, the world at large, what came to me was if I'm resonating with what this person was doing or what they could have done had they lived, then maybe it's my response to that, to take that resonance and not just sort of enjoy it, not just, you know, pick a person, you know, whatever it might be, an activist, an artist, or whatever. But to take that resonance and pick up the baton and move forward with it.
Well, I need to ask you a key question.
Sure.
Because nobody ever called in and ever defined this. And this is my fault because I never ask anybody to define this.
Okay.
So do this to the best of your ability. Define the difference between being religious and being spiritual.
Okay, so for me, because I don't want to speak observing anybody else because it's too easy to get judgmental, but for me, the way I experienced that is I was born and raised Catholic, educated Catholic, and it was all this, you're born in original sin, you know, and you know, doom and gloom about your whole life, and here's the key point. The only way you can reach a better state, either here or in the afterlife, is through the medium of this other person called a priest or, you know, fill in the blank, rabbi.
Rabbi, imam.
Exactly. And so, but when I went through some personal tragedies in my life, in my middle years, that particular church was not there to give me any support whatsoever. And I think sometimes when we go through our sort of, St. John of the Cross calls it the dark night of our soul, when we go through some of those tough times, you kind of reach down and you realize, you know what, I got to bring myself up with my own bootstraps here. And it was during one of those really tough times, that, and I had that very exact experience, that I at that same time, it was probably not a coincidence, I was doing some studying of Eastern religions, which I had never been exposed to as a Catholic. And so what I have come to learn then is all these religions are like, the image I use, Jay, is like they're facets of one diamond, all right? And the essence of it, the godness or the goodness, is inside each and every one of us. It's like that quote I gave you last week that Tom Hartman used when his grandfather leaned over to him as they were looking out the countryside, and he said it was the most profound spiritual experience of his young years. He looked out at the field and said to Tom, look, it's all alive. To me, that's spirituality, where you're a moral person, you conduct yourself, you know, you follow precepts, you know, do unto others as you would have them do unto you, but you're not following them because somebody's telling you to. You're following them because you know in your heart of hearts, if you don't, you will be violating some inner integrity that's really crucial to you. Does that help?
Yeah. Yeah, it does. And I'll tell you something. And most talk show hosts would never admit this, I don't think. They would never say this on the air. Mary and I, not between us, but we're going through like a really rough time. One of the reasons why we're going through a really rough time is my mother. My mother's health.
Oh, yeah, I've recently been there and done that. Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, and you know what? When I go through rough times, and I think everybody knows that I fight depression.
Right, yeah, I remember from when you were first here. Yeah, go ahead.
But you know what? As much as I try to find, and I think there's a God, but as much as I try to find God, I can't find it. Now, I know I'm going to get bombarded now with all kinds of passages out of the Bible, and people are going to attempt to save my soul.
Well, see,
but I have, you know, I'm 54, man. I have looked and looked and looked and looked and tried and tried and tried, and it ain't happening.
I understand where you're coming from, and I've been there, especially when the times were tough and, you know, I was crying out external to me for some answers, just some help, and it didn't materialize. The sorrow and the pain was still there. But for me, what I came to realize is, you know, it's like, you know, I'll use the Christian Bible. Jesus says the kingdom of God is within you. And let me finish a second. And if you're smart enough to pick up some of the books on the Gnostic Gospels and the Nag Hammadi Library, the books that the Catholic Church didn't allow to become part of the Bible, and you read like the Gospel of St. Thomas or the Gospel of Mary Magdalene and so on, and you see some of the more personal teachings that were not allowed to come into the church because they didn't support the hierarchy, the patriarchal hierarchy, then you see some of these other words that talk about, you know, if you feel profound love in your heart towards yourself and towards everybody that you can with all your human feelings, and you try to do your best, then guess what? You're experiencing God, because God's not external to you. God isn't this guy in a white beard on a cloud that's going to throw you into hell or throw you into heaven, because the heaven or hell that you experience, you are creating right now.
Well, here's a problem I have.
And that's just my personal.
Okay, and I don't think there's anything wrong with that. And I thank you for taking the time to explain to me. Here's the problem that I have. I've always had this problem. When I was a kid, I was a communist.
Mm-hmm.
I don't mind admitting it. I was. And I learned a lot from being that way and drifting away from it, drifting back to it, and now drifting away from it, to the point where I consider myself to be a moderate left of center Democrat. Stuff comes off to me like things from the Bible.
Mm-hmm.
It comes off to me just like sayings from Mao's Little Red Book. They're just slogans.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And I can't get past that. I can't get past, they're just rhetoric. I can't get any deeper than that. And I've tried, because I've sat down and I've tried to read that stuff. And there's just something about me, man. I have to see it to believe it. And I believe in what, I believe largely in what's here and now. And I think they used to call that, and I don't know because I'm not a philosophy major, and I'm not a guy who did very well in school, but I think they used to call that dialectical materialism. And I think that's what, you know, I think I've always had that in me, and I think I always will have it in me. So while I want it to be, I can't totally give over to it, or I can't totally agree to it. Now, you know what? I got to go get traffic. And
Real quick. Elie Frankel's Man's Search for Meaning.
Okay.
His experience in the concentration camps and how he maintained his humanity, because he always realized he had choice. And the best definition of meditation I ever saw: sit down, be quiet, feel your life.
Okay, what was the guy's name? Elie Frankel?
Yeah, yeah. He was a concentration camp survivor. Man's Search for Meaning.
All right, I'll get
you,
it.
You read that and it just blows your mind.
All right. You know what? I'll get it today.
Take care, bro.
Thanks, man.
Okay.
Talk to you.
Bye.
You know, as much as I complain, we sometimes have the most compassionate... No. We, by and large, have the most compassionate and the smartest listeners I've ever dealt with. Yeah, there are a few of you out there that are rotten notes, but the majority, man, can really play a symphony when you want to. 7:52, 52 minutes after the hour. Traffic now with Gina.
Thanks, Jay. Not a lot of change in the ride. We're still enjoying excellent conditions across the metro area. Still have the usual stack up on that north side of town, including southbound I-25 through Thornton North Glen, westbound I-76 at I-25, and, of course, eastbound 270. Have one wreck. It's off the highway, 11th and Colorado. Otherwise, you got a nice drive right now along I-70 into the high country. No delays whatsoever. Weather outlook today, it'll be mostly cloudy. We'll definitely get some rain showers, high of 67. Tonight, it'll clear out, get cool, low of 47.
I'm Jim Dietforst, owner of Cottman Transmission at Broadway and Yale. If you're in need of a reliable, honest quote or service on your vehicle, come see us at Cottman Transmission today. You might be surprised at how different we do business. We pride ourselves on giving our customers the very best quality service, so you'll never feel like a number when you're here. At Cottman, we're more than just transmission specialists. We're a part of the community, and we're here for you. Call us anytime at 303-761-8841. That's 303-761-8841.
Now through June 11th, the video station is offering a twofer. Rent one movie and get a second rental absolutely free. Take home two of your favorite movie rentals for half price. Tell them you heard this ad for your free second rental now through Monday, June 11th at the video station in Boulder.
Hi, this is Ed Schultz, and I'm a firm believer in preventive medicine. Here with me today is Dr. Blanchett from Front Range Preventive Imaging. Dr. Blanchett?
Thanks, Ed. It's estimated that the impact of treating stroke victims will be $2.2 trillion over the next 45 years. The emotional consequences are immeasurable. Getting a carotid ultrasound to evaluate your risk is one of several screening tests. we offer at Front Range Preventive Imaging, providing the highest quality CT lung cancer screening, EBT heart scans, virtual colonoscopy, and carotid ultrasounds is our mission. In addition, we perform all diagnostic CAT scan imaging and ultrasound imaging in a quiet and comfortable environment and provide the most affordable prices in the area. In these days of high deductibles, be wise with your healthcare dollars. Call us today at 303-443-SCAN. That's 303-443-SCAN. Or visit us at frontrangepreventiveimaging.com.
This is Jay Marvin for Icon LASIK Center. You know, I'm always talking about misconceptions that people have in everyday life. One of the biggest misconceptions out there is about LASIK eye surgery. Most folks believe that safe and affordable LASIK can't go together. But like many other misconceptions, it's just not true. If you're doing serious research on LASIK surgery, you'll find out that Icon LASIK doesn't need a gimmick. Icon has been making safe and affordable LASIK a reality for tens of thousands of patients for as little as $4.99 per eye. Icon LASIK Center has been performing safe and affordable procedures since 1999. Let Icon's experienced surgeons answer any questions you have about LASIK. Find out why Icon can do LASIK for as little as $4.99 per eye and why other centers can't do it. Don't fall for gimmicks like vacation giveaways or dollar off sales. Find out the truth yourself. Call today and set up a consultation at 720-524-1001. That's 720-524-1001 or visit Icon online at icondenver.com. That's I, like the letter, C-O-N.
CheaperUsedAutos.com. Best car prices anywhere. Thinking about a summer road trip but not sure if the family wagon can make it? Well, don't worry. Just visit CheaperUsedAutos.com. At CheaperUsedAutos.com, check out over 800 vehicles. Up close and personal. Cars, trucks, and SUVs, all right here in Denver. Many under $10,000. Including low-mileage program vehicles, all with special internet pricing. Time is money, so don't waste yours running all over town. Chances are, they have what you're looking for. It's easy. CheaperUsedAutos.com. Best car prices anywhere.
Friends and family, without having an expensive, hard-to-use computer, all you need is your regular phone line, so pick up the phone. Call right now for your free information. The number is 1-800-500-7558. 1-800-500-7558. That's 1-800-500-7558.
Support for AM 760 comes from Basil Doc's Pizza, Denver's best-kept secret using fresh ingredients. With four Denver locations and one in Summit County, visit BasilDocsPizzeria.com. And by the locally owned DVD Stop, visit them in Lakewood at First and Wadsworth and check out their huge selection of new and used movies and games. If you would like to support AM 760, go to AM760.net and click on the Supported By tile.
Keep your morning moving with me at 10, Tom Hartman. Right now you've got Jay Marvin on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Picture yourself in a boat on a river with tangerine trees.
All right,
and
I went a little bit over with the last caller. 7:57, 57 minutes past. AM 760, Progressive Talk, Jay Marvin along with you. 40 years ago, this album was released, and so we're just playing cuts from it. The Beatles and Sgt. Pepper's. I want to take more calls. I have got a really, really important email to read from a woman whose brother is headed back to Iraq for the third time. And this is directed to George, and this is the whole debate about the troop funding. And her name is Pam. So I'm going to definitely do that after. And for those of you that are hanging on, please continue to do so. I know it's long, but I appreciate you being part of the show. If you want to get involved, 303-713-7600. It is, it's open phones. So it's anything that you want to talk about. You want to talk about religion? We can talk about religion. Because to me, that's an interesting thing, that there are no radio stations that really talk about religion and do it from a secular or semi-secular viewpoint. Most of what you hear on the dial is religiously committed, well, slanted to the right, basically. All right, stick around. We'll catch
the world of international ballet has come to Denver. The National Ballet of Denver features the highest standard of classical ballet training. Study under world-renowned ballet dancers who founded both the company and the academy. Classes are challenging within an encouraging environment for all ages and all levels. Enroll now for the exclusive 6-week summer intensive training beginning June 25th through August 3rd. Summer intensive training is for new students as well as dancers of all ages and all levels. Space is limited. The National Ballet of Denver is located just 4 blocks south of Park Meadows Mall. For more information, go to nationalballetofdenver.org. The National Ballet of Denver, bringing classical ballet to new heights.
Explode the myth that getting a good job with benefits is the key to wealth. This totally free Rich Dad Education Training is June 5th through the 7th in the greater Denver area. And space is limited. Call to reserve your place now. Toll free 1-800-649-9334. That's 800-649-9334. Or register online at richdadeducation.com.
AM 760 in HD.
Hey, Colorado, this is Tom Hartman, and you're listening to AM 760 Progressive Talk, KKZN, Thornton, Denver, Boulder.
CBS News, I'm Cynthia Bowers in Coldwater, Michigan, where Jack Kevorkian is about to walk from prison a free man. He was known as Dr. Death and spent the better part of a decade driving his battered VW van around with a suicide machine in back. In all, he says, he participated in 130 deaths and raised a national debate. He was stopped in 1999 after giving CBS News a videotape depicting himself injecting Thomas Yauch with a lethal substance. Yauch's family and brother Terry stood by Kevorkian then and now.
Jack was the only person providing people with a choice at the end of life.
What remains to be seen is what part his release will play in a continuing debate. The laws on the issue haven't changed much during his 8 years behind bars. I'm Cynthia Bowers in Coldwater, Michigan. Now with more CBS News, here's Frank Zettapani.
Tuberculosis carrier Andrew Speaker is apologizing to scores of airline passengers he may have exposed to an exceptionally dangerous strain of TB on flights they shared. But Speaker says he's a victim too.
I feel awful. I mean, it's you know, I've lived in this state of constant fear and anxiety. I'm exhausted.
Speaker told ABC's Good Morning America doctors and health officials never told him not to fly. The border agent who let Speaker back into the country has been reassigned. CBS's Kelly Kobiea has that.
Apparently a message appeared that said this man is to be detained and isolated. The border crossing agent there said he didn't do it because Speaker appeared to be healthy, and he thought the advisory was more of a discretionary advisory and not an order. So he let him go.
The economy created a stronger than expected 157,000 jobs last month. Wachovia Bank economist Mark Vittner says it was a pretty impressive performance.
We're still losing jobs in the factory sector, but most every other part of the economy, with the exception of construction, is seeing fairly decent growth.
May unemployment held at 4.5%. The Bush team is losing a key player, CBS News White House correspondent Peter Mayer.
Dan Bartlett is a real George W. Bush loyalist going back more than a dozen years. He's been a familiar defender of Bush policies on the TV circuit and a behind-the-scenes key policy player. It's typical for White House staffers to start job hunting towards the end of a president's term. Bartlett says he'll do just that, and he'll spend more time with his young family.
What's expected to be a busier-than-average hurricane season begins today, and officials are fearing the worst. Gulfport, Mississippi Mayor Brent Warr fears for the safety of Hurricane Katrina victims who still don't have permanent homes.
I'm very concerned about the FEMA trailers and how vulnerable they may be in the next storm. We need to get those gone as quickly as possible. Of course, we have to find places for those people to live.
Wall Street is rallying on the strength of today's economic news. The Dow is up 41 points. NASDAQ is up 19. This is CBS News.
Here at Ortho, we get stories like this all the time.
You haven't really heard a scream until your kid sees a bug in the house. So I turn to Ortho Home Defense Max. It kills the bugs I already have and forms this barrier that stops new ones from coming in for a whole year. That's 12 months. I don't have to worry about bugs or screams.
Tell your story. Read others. Find out how to solve your bug problem. All at orthoprotects.com. This weekend, protect your home from bugs with Ortho Home Defense Max. Follow directions on label.
Does the uncertainty of finding a good used car make you a little nervous? Well, it doesn't have to. The answer is simple. Honda certified used cars. They're well-maintained late model Hondas. Each undergoes a 150-point inspection, then backed by one of the best warranties in the business. Plus, now you can get low APR financing on all certified used Honda Accord and Pilot models. I think uncertainty has just left the building. Honda certified used cars. Oh, and don't forget, it may be used, but it's still a Honda.
See dealer for financing and limited warranty details.
Good morning. I'm John M. with your AM 760 local news update. A Georgia lawyer with a rare strain of tuberculosis begins treatment today in Denver, and there's still one big question.
We don't have an idea where he might have contracted this. He has traveled many places.
31-year-old attorney Andrew Speaker arrived at National Jewish Medical Center yesterday, where he underwent testing as doctors get ready to use a wide range of drugs to fight that resistant TB. Some of the drugs normally used against other diseases, including leprosy. Immigration officials say they've stopped accepting detainees at their Aurora facility because of an outbreak of chickenpox. The highly contagious virus is most common in kids under 12. The CDC is investigating the threat potential. DIA officials say a driver violated every procedure and training protocol in the book when he drove a snowplow right onto a runway in front of a United Airlines jet that was landing back in February. Officials say the 42-year-old driver no longer works there. And prosecutors are asking a judge in Denver to require former Quest CEO Joe Nocio set aside $52 million in ill-gotten gains that resulted in his insider trading conviction. Both sides are working out a way to set aside the loot that Nocio would be required to forfeit. It could be handed down during sentencing. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm John M. Here's Gina Michaels from AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Thanks, John. A peak volume down all of our metro area highways, eastbound side of the Boulder Turnpike from 104th up to your I-25 merge. Same for the eastbound lanes of 6th Avenue, I-70. Those are starting to drag toward the interchange, and you have a lot of company on both southbound 25 and eastbound 270 on that north side. Now, I would also expect some delay southbound 225 south of I-70. We also have a snag further down due to a wreck southbound 225 just after Parker. Security wait time at DIA, 15 minutes. Weather outlook today, expect mostly cloudy skies with a slight chance for showers and a high of 67. Currently, it's partly cloudy and 48. I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Drive in for Sonic's new iced lattes with premium roast espresso and favorites like mocha, caramel, hazelnut, and any flavor combination you like. Stop into Sonic and try a new iced latte today, because Sonic is your ultimate drink stop.
Another how-to half-minute from the Home Depot.
Later, Gator. Toodaloo.
Huh?
See ya. Wouldn't want to be ya.
Honey, what are you doing?
Saying goodbye to old appliances and this nasty floor.
Okay.
Peace out. Smell you later. Adios, muchachos.
Get ready to upgrade, because right now you can get 10% off your first purchase when you open a new Home Depot consumer credit card account. Plus, get special deferred financing store-wide. The Home Depot. You can do it. We can help. Valid through June 6 in U.S. only. Maximum discount $200. Subject to credit approval. Restrictions apply. See store for details.
This is the Jay Marvin Show.
Jay Marvin.
On AM 760. Progressive Talk.
Seven minutes after 8 a.m., 760 Progressive Talk. Slight chance of thunder showers, high today 68. Boy, it looks like, but it looks, you know, kind of dicey out there. All right, open phones, 303-713-7600. Tom Tagney with a look at the movies. Also, we have a major oil executive who made a fool out of himself. And we're going to talk to David Sirota about that in the 9 o'clock hour as well. Okay, I know there's people hanging on here. You can talk about anything you want to talk about, but I have to read this email. I have to read this. Now, if you weren't listening last hour, and you can catch any part of the show on podcast at am760.net, a guy named George called up. Started taking me and also Democrats and Republicans and everybody else to task about the troop vote. I was disappointed in it, too. But I realized that we're going to get setbacks and that things are going to happen and that this is the way democracy works. Well, here's an email from Pam, who sent it to me at am760.net. Hi, Jay. In response to your earlier caller, George, there are a few things that I would like to say. First, my brother is in the Army and will be going back to Iraq in October. It will be his third tour of duty in Iraq. While cutting off funding sounds like a good idea, if the Senate doesn't have the votes to override the promised veto at this time, only the troops will suffer more than they already do. Second, in response to his comments regarding the cost of gas, there are a few things that individuals can do, hopefully to bring down the cost. Drive less, and when trading in vehicles, buy more fuel-efficient vehicles. I'm driving a Neon, which gets a very good gas mileage. Also, since President Bush has been in office, you should note that the price of gas has gone up significantly. Have a great day, Pam. Yeah, and she's got a point. I mean, we've got to think about the troops, and we've got to think about all of that. And she's got a great point, and we wish her brother the best, and that he be safe. And it's a shame that he has to go back for a third time. Now, I've had a lot of people ask me, where do I get one of these brand-new AM760 bumper stickers, the one that says it's our flag, too? Because it is our flag, and we should own it. Or at least we should share part of it. And there are people who act as if we're from another planet and that we don't have a right to it, and on, you've heard all that. Well, Barack Obama's Walk for Change is coming up. Participants in his campaign are going to canvass through the streets of Denver to talk about Obama's campaign to change politics. That's going to be next Saturday, June the 9th at 9 a.m. I'm going to be there, and I'm going to have tons of bumper stickers. So whether you support Barack or you don't, show up anyway, and I'll give you a bumper sticker. That's at South High School, 1700 East Louisiana Avenue. For more information, visit am760.net. And here's the thing. The station is not endorsing Barack Obama. Any of the candidates who come and hold events, John Edwards, Hillary Clinton, Chris Dodd, Joseph Biden, Bill Richardson, and, of course, John Edwards, who I'm kind of interested in, too, and everybody all the way down the field. If they show, and we get wind of it, we'll show, and we'll have stickers. Okay? And these bumper stickers get fantastic reaction. Mary's got one on her car, and people just go nuts. And they honk, and they wave, and then they also want to know where to get one. So if you want one of these brand-new bumper stickers, meet us at the Obama event next Saturday. More information available at am760.net. Okay. Let's go to the phones. We're talking about anything you want to talk about here. And, by the way, people have called us and told us that KFML was the first freeform radio station in the early 70s here in the Denver-Boulder area. Let's go to Dan in Denver. Dan, you're on there we go. Dan, you're on AM760. Go ahead. Dan? Dan once? Dan twice? Oh, I see what I did. Okay. Hang on. Yep, wrong button. All right. Let me try it now. Dan, are you there?
Yeah, can you hear me?
Yeah, that was my fault, man.
Hey, Dan, I just wanted to talk to you about a little bit. I heard you talking to the other guy about how you feel, how you've been searching your whole life, and you just can't adhere yourself to any of the information that's out there about religion. And I'm 31 years old. I'm a painter, a commercial painter in Denver, and my mom was an extremely religious person. She'd been many things. She was a She was a Pentecostal. She was a Baptist. She was a Methodist. She basically hopped around my whole childhood. Different people would come into her life with different ideas, and I basically am at the point now where I don't trust anybody who adheres to any god who sanctions murder and mayhem, and like that young girl who was just stoned to death in Iraq because she was because she fell in love with some guy from another tribe. This seems to be the sad and certain end of fanatically religious people.
Well, but there are also a lot of people who are into religion who are not that way. They just don't get much attention because the media naturally likes all kinds of sensationalism.
Well, yeah, I'm sure there's some good people out there.
No, I know there's some good people.
I just haven't met any.
None? You haven't met any?
Well, I don't know. I mean, I just know that. I mean, I think it's only been like the last maybe 100, 150 years where the Christian religion has actually settled down and stop chasing people into the woods for being witches, and I think people seem to forget that You know, and like this whole thing with George Bush allowing the Bible studies in the White House, I mean, do they not know about separation of church and state? I just think that, you know, if it wasn't for reasonable thinking people that put these other people, these religious people in check, they would go right back to their same old deeds. They would be just like it is. And I'm not saying Christians and Muslims are exactly alike, but Christians used to do some of the exact same similar things that Muslims do now.
Well, wait a minute. Hold on a minute. You know what, though? I got a problem with what you're saying. And, okay. And here's a problem I have. And I don't mean this as a pun, but you're painting a very broad brush here. Because there are all kinds of schools of thought of Christianity. There are different schools of thought of Islam. And any kind of philosophy or idea that you present to anybody, you're always going to find people who are going to be extreme. This is a fact of life. But the problem is that we have a tendency to let the extremists on any issue dominate the dialogue in this country today in 2007. And the rational people who are not extreme, they never get any piece of the media pie. So it's wrong to say that, you know, it's wrong to paint Christianity as being fanatical. It's wrong to paint Islam as being fanatical. It's wrong to paint any religion that way. Are there sectors of that those religions that are that way? Yes, absolutely. But is that everybody? No, it isn't. And when you fall into that trap and you start generalizing like that, you're being unfair. It's not fair. You're attaching labels to people who really, well, they're not fit to wear them.
I just think that the atrocities committed in some of the names of these religions outweighs
But you can claim it outweighs it. But look, there have been atrocities committed in the name of no God. For instance, how they don't know and have no idea really how many people Mao killed. They don't have any idea how many people Stalin killed.
Right.
I mean, look, Hitler did it and didn't invoke God. There have been, you know, Genghis Khan, Kim Il Sung, Kim Il Sung's son. You know, that's not fair. That's not fair to say that. And I, you know what? You rationally need to sit down and take a look at that.
If you could prove to me, it's like when I have these conversations with my mom about people who are fanatic and they go out and they do all these
things.
And then the first thing people say is, oh, well, they're not real Christians. Oh, well, they're not real Christians.
Did I say that? Dan,
because they behave in a bad and screwed up manner,
Dan,
they don't want to accept that people act that way.
Okay, Dan, you know what? Now you're pushing me. Let me tell you something, pal. I'm willing to talk to anybody about anything, but let's get some ground rules straight here, okay? One, you don't control the show, I do. Two, lower your voice, strengthen your argument. Now, I never used the word, and I never said that they're not real Christians. I never said that.
No, I didn't say you said that.
Okay, but calm down. You know what? You got a lot of anger about this.
Yeah,
and
I do.
Yeah, okay. Have you ever thought about working it out? Because you're being unfair. You're being bigoted and you're being unfair. There are people who risk their lives. There are people who work overtime in their communities. There are people who genuinely care about other human beings and have huge, big, giving hearts. And they use Jesus or Allah as their guide, and you're not being fair to them. Dude, that's like me saying all painters are idiots.
No, I'm not saying all of them. I never said all of them.
You're acting like it's all of them.
I would go and say that the majority are.
No, all right, stop right there. You want to say the majority? Fine. Here's a game we always play on this show, okay, which most talk stations and most talk show hosts don't do, but I do it. Okay? You just said the majority of them?
Yep.
Are we talking about Christians?
I'm talking about all right, organized religion.
That's fine. Cite me a statistic to back that up.
Well, I mean...
No. Don't well I mean. Cite me a statistic to back that up. Show me a poll. Show me a study. Show me research. Back the statement up.
Has there been any done? I mean,
Yes, there's been tons of them done because those questions are... Because questions about culture and about life in this country are asked all the time by major research groups, and they break them down according to political affiliation, religion, race, sex, age. Show me one. Go ahead. I dare you.
So can I ask you this question?
No, you either have to admit to me that you don't have the facts, and so therefore you made a generalization that's not true, or you can pony it up and prove it to me. And what I ought to do is I ought to make you come over and paint my house as a payback for being wrong. Well, wouldn't you take a free paint job if you could get it?
I understand what you're saying. I probably am generalizing. And I do have probably biased feelings in this
Thank
area.
You.
Yeah, I mean, I can admit that.
Okay, open up your heart and focus your wrath on where it deserves to be focused, and don't bring innocent people in and focus your wrath on them, because, Dan, when you project moral superiority to the point that you dehumanize and generalize against other human beings, that is an extremely dangerous practice. You don't want to be a part of
that. Isn't that what a lot of them do?
Yes, but Dan, didn't you ever learn this? I get this from callers all the time. Dan, this is so simple. Because somebody else does it, does that mean you should do it? You know, when you were a kid, if you saw another kid punch a kid, did you go like, well, Johnny did it, so therefore I can do it?
No, I'm not saying that. I'm just saying that I feel like if things don't change and we don't really have a true separation of church and state in this country, and these religious people aren't completely ousted when it comes to the political system, that there will be laws that generalize us.
They don't.
They already are.
They don't. You can't talk about ousting them. What you can talk about is separation of church and state. But if you're so, and I believe in it, but if you're so angry about it, let me ask you the following questions. Are you a member of the ACLU?
No, I'm not.
Okay, then you know what you do? The ACLU headquarters is over on Corona. Go over there and sign up, because they're the ones that fight these battles legally in court. There's also People for the Separation of Church and State. That's another organization. It's based in Arkansas. But right now, you can go to the ACLU of Colorado, okay? They're on Corona. Go over there. I challenge you to do this today. Go over there, walk in the door, and a year's membership is not that expensive, and go, I want to join. And instead of calling and ranting and raving about all Christians and Jews and everybody else, Dan, focus your wrath where it belongs. Fight it the right way. Be involved.
I'll do that. I'll go down there.
All right, you're the man. And you know what? Just to make sure you're not lying to me, I'll call Rachel over there and double-check at the end of the day.
I'll have to do it after work. I'll do it after 3.
I'll call after 3.
Okay. Get the good
stuff. Changing your oil regularly can increase your car's fuel economy. And now an oil change has even more benefits. Because when you buy 5 quarts of Valvoline motor oil at Napa, you'll get a free pair of mechanics wear gloves by mail. Check your vehicle's owner's manual for the recommended oil change schedule. But fresh Valvoline motor oil every 3,000 miles is a good rule of thumb. Pick up everything you need for your car's next oil change at Napa today. Napa. Get the good stuff. Get the good stuff.
Special agent, have you reached the safe?
Copy that. I'm at the safe now.
Can you crack the code?
They've left a clue. It says where auto insurance is as easy as quote by print. That's no secret. It's Esurance. Esurance. Opening safe now. E is for easy online convenience. S is for save with great discounts. U is for unbelievably fast quotes. R is for reliable. Esurance is there for you 24/7 every day of the year. A is for affordable rates. N is for nice, friendly service. C is for compare with Esurance prices to other companies.
And E is for excellent financial strength.
Good work. Sounds like you cracked the code, Special Agent.
Well, everyone knows that E-S-U-R-A-N-C-E spells fast, easy auto insurance.
Quote, buy, print, instantly at Esurance. Get your quote from esurance.com today.
Sling it. Try Rocky's Autos. Rocky's Autos has got a huge selection. They have a huge selection of clean, late model vehicles, including 07s, and they're all there for you. Plus, on top of that, they got their matching down incentive, which will save you big bucks, up to $3,000. And they've got great people to deal with. Get out there and see the Al Shear brothers, Tom and Marv. Get out there and see Spanky Herrera, my man, and Adolph, Juan, Gerard Menard, Johnny Mays, all the folks working out there, Ziggy in the Tower, Donald in the Tower, Roger, all of the people working out there at Rockies will go the extra mile for you. And you can check out their inventory online at RockiesAutos.com. And while you're there, you can also pre-qualify for a car loan, which will cut down on time. And Ziggy and Donald and Angel, they would appreciate that. They're open Monday through Saturday until 9 p.m. That's Monday through Friday. Monday through Saturday, rather, until 9 p.m. But this weekend, you can meet Audra, Shaggy, and Officer Odell at the Strength and Fitness Expo at the Colorado Convention Center. Rocky's Autos is going to have a booth there. So come by, say hello, pick up an autographed hat from Shaggy, from Officer Odell, and also Audra. They're great people. You really like them. That's this weekend at the Strength and Fitness Expo at the Colorado Convention Center. Or drop by Rocky's Autos and take advantage of their huge selection and their money-saving values. They are great people. I can't recommend them enough. Rocky's Autos, 63rd and Federal.
And now for the bonus round. An apple a day keeps the doctor away. What does a pear prevent?
Hard feelings.
Correct. If you multiply...
the square root of 19.
Correct. How many movies has Netflix delivered so far?
I know. Over 1 billion.
Correct.
Yes.
Netflix. Over 1 billion movies delivered so far. Zero late fees. Choose movies online and get DVDs delivered to your door in about one business day. Start your free trial. Plans now from only $4.99 a month. Netflix. It's that easy.
This month, Radio Shack is the place to be for incredible savings during their massive yellow tag sale. You'll be blown away by the tremendous savings on a wide variety of top-notch electronics. And only until June 3rd, you'll also be given the Radio Shack employee discount on top of these already low yellow tag prices. That means an additional 10% off select brand name items and 30% off select private label Radio Shack items. The Radio Shack yellow tag sale. Hurry in now and save big. Radio Shack. Don't just buy stuff. Do stuff.
Offer good through 6307 at participating stores only. Availability varies by store.
I'll identify myself as an evil conservative who nonetheless enjoys your good humor and your point of view. I like listening to your show.
Randy Rhodes.
Yeah, well, I'd rather talk to you than...
I want to be polite.
I know, but they've trained you so well in conservative talk radio. Now, the rules there don't apply here.
They're more fun than most of them.
Of course, because being a liberal is freeing. It makes you funny.
Randy Rhodes.
I'm very grateful for who I am.
Weekdays at 4.
I'm really disappointed that we agree fully.
On AM 760.
I don't know what to say.
Progressive Talk.
I'm fixing a hole where the rain gets in and stops my mind from wandering where it will go.
Hey, 27 minutes after 8 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. 40 years ago this was released. The Beatles. Side chance of showers. High today, 68. Open phones with me, J. Marvin, 303-713-7600. I'll have to work until they find a better replacement. Let's get back on the phones, and we'll go to Glenn in Denver. Glenn, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey, Jay. I haven't talked to you in a while.
Yeah, man. Where you been?
It's good to talk to you again, though. You know, I remember when you were out in Florida, and one time you talked about, and I don't know if you want to talk about it, but I do remember one time you said the closest thing to the religious experience you had to do with a relative and a hospital room, and you saw something, and you didn't go into great detail about it. But
oh, no.
You
You know what that was? You want me to tell that story?
Yeah, but I just wanted to say a couple of things.
And sure, go ahead.
You know, I'm with you on when people start to categorize a lot of things, and it seems like generalization has become kind of a part of our culture in a way, and I think that's part of the problem with the political process, just in general, to make another generalization, in effect. But when I look into the, you know, idea of what religion and what spirituality is, I'm not so sure that they're the same thing. I think spirituality can be a completely different thing. And I saw that, if you've ever seen that Power of Myth interview with Bill Moyers and Joseph Campbell, a guy that spent his whole life, Joseph Campbell, like trying to figure out what religions and myths and ancient cultures have done throughout history, there's things in them that have similarity, and then there's ones that aren't. But there are some things. I know that he talked about a part of the Bible that was never, ever published because the Catholic Church suppressed it. It was called the Thomas Gospel. And more or less it was referred to in the movie called Stigmata, where I think the Catholic Church and the diocese saw it as a real threat to their power structure, because it more or less said, you know, you don't have to go to a church to find God. I'm under every rock. I'm in the splinter of every wood. You know, I'm behind every stone. It doesn't matter where you are. Spirituality is within your own heart, your own mind. And you don't need to go really any further if you want to have a true exploration. No one can ever tell you how to find that path. You have to find it yourself. So I think if we could stick more to ideas like that, because I do believe one generalization is true about almost all religion. There's a similar statement in basically all of them, and if you really look at it, it's more or less the golden rule. Treat other people how you want to be treated. Put yourself in someone else's shoes. I mean, when people start to generalize Muslims, I get so angry. I mean, I work with a guy who's so Republican, it makes me intensely angry because he thinks all Muslims are a threat to people because he bought into the fear structure. And I got to a part of the argument today where I said, well, where do you want to start? Because he thinks they should all be killed. And I said, where do you want to start? With the infants? You know,
well,
I mean,
why don't you ask him the same question that I asked the last caller. Why don't you say, all right, if what you're saying is true, then show me something to back that up. Now, there's the Pew Research poll that's out that indicates that there is a faction of Muslims in this country who do support and do identify with what happened on 9/11. But it's not all of them. And it has nothing to do with politics. It has to do with reasoning, that in any group you single out, any profession, any group of people, you're going to find people who are fanatical, who are not moral, who believe the ends justifies the means. And they'll put on some false parade in order to empower either themselves or themselves and their followers. I mean, I think Hitler's like a good example about that. I mean, they paraded around God at various times and Christianity at various times and all of that kind of stuff. But there's nowhere in the Bible that I know of, unless I'm sadly mistaken here, but there's nowhere in the New Testament that indicates that you round up 6 million people and kill them, and God knows how many other people for God knows how many other reasons, you're always going to have that situation.
Yeah, I completely agree.
And and if you just ask somebody who makes those statements, like, okay, let's say you're right, but now I want you to back up what you're saying, 9 times out of 10, they can't, because it's not true.
Well, when the argument that we got into at a restaurant one time, he said, "This is I came up with a lot of different angles, and I did try some of what you're saying. Part of what I'd say was, how can you sit here and generalize an entire group of people when the majority of religious people tend to be the most calm and respectful people on earth? The majority of them. The reason that you don't know about them is because they're so calm and respectful, they don't raise any ruckus. They simply believe in God, do it their own way, and try not to interfere with other people's lives. But what he would say was, well, I read the Quran, and I've read through it, and he would say that there's parts of it that truly believe in killing the infidel. And I said, now, wait a minute. Now, that's an interpretation, let alone, by the way, that you understand English. I don't think you've ever learned Muslim. So there's going to be a translation factor on top of that. But see,
you can turn around to him, and you can say, okay, well, I mean, do you accept, you accept the New Testament? Do you also accept the Old Testament? Do you accept parts of the Old Testament? He says, you know, yeah, because I'm a Christian or whatever. Then say to him, okay, well, I mean, there are parts in the Bible that are not very attractive. For instance, do you believe women should be stoned to death for infidelity? Do you believe that in The Curse of Ham, which, you know, that's a story where God turns his son Ham black, and a lot of churches in the South used to, white churches used to use that as a reasoning for racism. Do you accept all of that? Do you take it all, or do you just cherry pick out of it what you want and disregard the rest? And then he would have to come around. He'd have to say, "Well, yeah, I mean."
That's what everyone does. I shouldn't say everyone. That's another generalization. But a lot of people do make the mistake of merely finding simple pieces and piecing it out. And I'm a lot with you on the trying to understand the Bible. And I keep coming to the conclusion that it was never written by God. It's all, every book on this planet has been written by man. I don't care if people say it's inspired by God. Until God says this is the book and comes to talk to me, then I can't understand how we can sit there and say that. But,
you know what? I'm not sure about that. But let me end this and say this. Let me end it by saying this to you. I say this to everybody. We all have tendencies to make generalizations. You're right about that. But it would all do us a little bit of good to stop that and to try to investigate, figure, and reason out about stuff rather than blurting out and making all of those comments. And you know what? I'm guilty of it too. And we just need collectively to learn together not to do it. Hey, man, call me again.
I will. Thanks.
Thanks. No, we do. We have to stop it. And I do it. And it's not right. Because when you demonize categories of people, that is dangerous. Now, the ultra-right evangelicals, James Dobson, the rest of those folks, I don't agree with them. They have a right to try to do what they want to do, electorally. But I also have a right to do that. That's why I urge you to join the ACLU of Colorado, because they're on the front lines of this. And that's ACLU. Type in Google or Yahoo, ACLU Colorado, and their website will come up, and you can join. And that's an important first step. Regardless of where you stand on the political spectrum, regardless of where you stand on the religious spectrum, because don't forget, if you impinge on somebody else's freedom, then sooner or later it's going to come back and impinge on yours, and that's really, really hard to remember. 8:36, 36 minutes after the hour, Gina with traffic.
Thanks, Jay. Well, not a bad ride at all. That wreck south on 225 around Parker is gone. Still a little congested as you head down to I-25. Southbound lanes of I-25 continue to be sluggish both north and south of I-70. Pretty typical for the commute downtown. We've had a beautiful drive all morning along I-70 through the high country. I would just expect heavier traffic around Vail. That's due to the Teva Mountain Games that's going on through the weekend. Weather outlook today, expect mostly cloudy skies with a chance for more showers, high of 67. Tonight it'll clear out, stay cool with a low of 47. Currently it's overcast and 51. I'm Gina Michaels, AM760, Progressive Talk.
Hallmark is looking for the number one dancing dad. So get dad off the couch and come check out the daddy of all dance-offs at the Park Meadows Mall. Register.
Attention shoppers, there's an orange Chevy HHR in the parking lot that is transforming into a 30-foot-tall robot with a missile launcher and an MP3 player jack, and it is battling an evil robot helicopter. Will the owner of the HHR please attend to your vehicle? Damaging the shopping carts. Thank you.
Play the Transformers Rise of the Chevy Autobots game now and help protect the world. Only at Chevy.com/Autobot. Transformers, in theaters July 4th.
On the Lifetime Original Movie, we've got a behind-the-scenes exclusive on the story that has Tinseltown buzzing. Hollywood is looking for a young star writer.
I just had my career judged by a prepubescent cheerleader.
But how did Bertie Langdon find the perfect stand-in?
I write it, and you put your name on it.
Kirstie Alley stars in Right and Wrong.
Do you have any idea what this means?
It means I'm the hottest new writer in Hollywood, and I need those pages.
Premieres Sunday night at 8, 7 Central, followed by the premiere of a new Lifetime series, Army Wives.
Ah, there's nothing like sitting in traffic on a hot, sweltering day. Get less traffic and more summer from the Northwest Parkway. Drive the Northwest Parkway as your quickest route to the airport, shopping, and Boulder, Broomfield, and Lafayette. For more info, check out nwpky.org.
Attention shoppers, There's an orange Chevy HHR in the parking lot that is transforming into a 30-foot-tall robot with a missile launcher and an MP3 player jack, and it is battling an evil robot helicopter. Will the owner of the HHR please attend to your vehicle? It's damaging the shopping carts. Thank you.
Play the Transformers Rise of the Chevy Autobots game now and help protect the world. Only at Chevy.com/Autobot. Transformers, in theaters July 4th.
Now through June 11th, the video station is offering a twofer. Rent one movie and get a second rental absolutely free. Take home two of your favorite movie rentals for half price. Tell them you heard this ad for your free second rental now through Monday, June 11th at the video station in Boulder.
Research shows sleep deprivation can cause hallucinations, but you're not imagining things when we say the mattress sale is going on now at Sears. Get 50% off Sealy, Serta, and Searsopedic mattresses, plus 10% off all brands. Even free delivery after mail-in rebate on mattress purchases over $4.99. The Sears mattress sale is not a hallucination. That big purple gopher sitting next to you is. Excludes Stearns and Foster clearance, closeout outlet stores, and crib mattresses. Free standard delivery. Outside local delivery area, customer pays an additional charge. Rebate values, local areas, and additional charges vary. Maximum rebate value, $65. Sale and offer ends 6/07.
Secret using fresh ingredients. With 4 Denver locations and 1 in Summit County, visit BasilDocsPizzeria.com. And by the locally owned DVD Stop. Visit them in Lakewood at 1st and Wadsworth. And check out their huge selection of new and used movies and games. If you would like to support AM760, go to am760.net and click on the Supported By tile.
You've got the J. Marvin Show on AM760, Progressive Talk, and am760.net.
Wednesday morning at 5 o'clock as the day begins.
Hard to believe this was 40 years ago, unless like you're 35 or 25, and then there's no connection, but this was 40 years ago, and we were blown away by it. The Beatles, Sgt. Pepper, celebrating 40 years. 8:40, 40 minutes past the hour. Sidechance Thunderstorms, high today 68, J. Marvin along with you. And you can go to am760.net, find out what is going on, listen to podcasts, and hang out with us. Okay, let's get back on the phones, and we'll go to George in Denver. George, you're on AM760. Good morning.
Good morning. I don't know. I guess it's kind of a complicated time that we're living in. And you got to be kind of flexible. And sometimes, you know, like, sure, the Democrats gave, you know, and they voted and they gave Bush what he wanted for the war bill. But, you know, that was politically savvy. You know, I mean, I don't have that much of a problem with it. And, you know, on the other hand, a little passion isn't such a bad thing, because the extreme Christian right really does play a big, significant part in the imperial hubris that keeps our, you know, that just adds to the confusion, to perpetuate the delusion.
Well, they do only if we allow them to.
Right, and so we've got to put our best foot forward, join the ACLU, like you say, you know, find the right resources. Bear in mind that this new Christian movement, I mean, like, for example, my wife's godson wants to be a youth minister, and he just graduated from high school, and he wants to go to college and go in that direction. And I think that's great, and I think that's where the new religious movement is going to go. It's going to be more youthful. It's going to be more rejuvenated. It's going to be a lot more open-minded, and it's not going to be the James Dobsons and the Pat Robertsons and the Jerry Falwells and that's going to be a thing of yesterday. And, you know, but at the same time, I mean, I don't give these guys any slack. I mean, I give it to them with barrels, you know, maybe that's a fault of my own. But nevertheless, I mean, I don't think a little bit of passion is too bad. You do it yourself sometimes, Jay.
Well, I wasn't saying, where did I ever say the passion was bad?
I'm not saying that you did. I'm not saying that you did. I'm just saying that, you know, there's a lot more to this. I mean, you know, there's
the only thing I'm saying, look, there's nothing wrong with passion, and passion and heat and exchange is fine. I like it. But what I am saying is, don't make generalizations about people. because they're not true. And just like you don't want it done about you, you don't want to do it about other people, and because they do it doesn't mean you have to do it. And if you listen to right-wing talk stations, I mean, that's what they spend 90% of their time doing. I mentioned this earlier this morning, and this is a perfect example. Last night on Scarborough Country, because I happen to have the television on MSNBC, he's on there with Katrina VandeHeuvel of The Nation, Pat Buchanan, and Michael Reagan. And in the course of the exchange about Iraq, Michael Reagan says to her, well, that's how you are, and as soon as, and I'm paraphrasing her, as soon as this is over with, you'll find another reason to hate your country. And Katrina VandeHeuvel said to him, I love my country. And she put her hand over her heart, and she said, don't you have any sense of decency or something like that, or you have no sense of decency? And she's right. I mean, this is the best that Michael Reagan can come up with. Michael Reagan is dumb. Not only that, he's a bad talk show host, and he is where he is because of his last name. He's sperm-enabled, okay? And the fact of the matter is that if that's the best argument you can come up with, that's sad. But they use it all the time. Well, here's the deal. I don't know about anybody else, but I'm relatively sure everybody feels the same way that I do. We love the country. We want the best for the country. We want the best for our kids. And the war in Iraq is wrong.
Right. I mean, I would not be talking to you right now if I did not love this country.
Well, there you go.
There's my passion. And you know, we got to have a better voice. We got to have a bigger voice. And, you know, there are times when we're going to compromise like the Democrats did, and I don't have that much of a problem with it. But let's not, you know, let's be careful. Let's not give this clown enough ammunition to start a nuclear war.
Well, I don't think anybody's talking about that. In the beginning, right. I was upset by this. But now that I reflect back on it and look on it, and you get things like Pam's email about her brother, they didn't have the votes in the Senate to override a presidential veto, and you can't sit there and play games over money to the troops. And so what you got to do is you got to turn around and find another way to do it. And they will.
Yeah, and the Republicans are going to start jumping ship.
Yes, they are.
September. I mean, it's
yes, they are. You're absolutely right about that.
It was a politically savvy move. It really was. I don't have that much of a problem with it.
Yep, I agree.
Thanks a lot, Jay.
Thanks, George.
Have a good day.
You too.
Bye.
Let's go to Bob in Lakewood. Bob, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hello, Jay.
Hi.
I want to correct something you said earlier when you were talking about all the violence and brutality of Mao and Stalin caused by atheists, and you included Hitler. He was not an atheist. And I suggest if you take William Shire's Rise and Fall of the Third Reich, and he has a lot of Hitler's speeches. They're translated, but actual speeches. And Hitler really, particularly when he was on his upward roll, referred to how he was being a God had blessed him in his decisions.
But that doesn't make him religious, because he gave public speeches about it.
Well,
it doesn't make him religious, because would you say that what he ended up doing and the way he conducted that government and the way he ran that country and the way the people around him ran that country, would you say that that would be the acts of a truly religious person?
Well, it could be if you know.
Now
wait a minute. Let me go. If you go into the Old Testament, the genocide that Moses caused among the Canaanites under God's instruction, was he religious? I'm just saying.
You know what? This is the problem that I have with religion. This is one of the problems that I really have, is that because somebody says they are, and because they say it in a speech, does that necessarily, or even in 20 speeches, or 25 speeches, does that necessarily mean that they really are? You demonstrate by their actions what they really are. And he certainly wouldn't have referred to the Old Testament because he wasn't Jewish. He was supposedly, allegedly, and what he would tell you was, is that he believed in Christianity. And if you know about Christianity, and I'm sure you do, that he would refer to the New Testament. Now, do you think that Hitler's actions... let me finish. I let you finish.
All right.
Thank you. Whether he refers to God or not, the fact of the matter is, he was not Jewish, so he would have to be Christian. And if you were Christian, would you say, yes or no, that his actions are those of somebody who reads and follows the words of Jesus Christ?
Which words are we talking about?
You know what?
Eternal damnation is a Christian concept, although is...
you know what? Don't cherry pick. Did he or did he not follow the words of Jesus Christ? Yes or no? It's a simple question. You can answer it.
I would say no.
Okay, then he wasn't religious, was he? Because he said he was.
Wait a minute.
Don't wait a minute, me.
You're making it that if religion, that it's the choice is either Old Testament Jewish or Christian. There are other options.
I'm not making that distinction. Where I'm making that argument from is from the fact that I know Christians. I know plenty of them, including the woman I'm married to, who was raised in the Church of Christ, and she will tell you that the majority of Christians in this country and the majority of Christians around the world follow the New Testament and the writings and the teachings of Jesus. And I'll ask you again, and I think it's really simple, okay? Do you think that Adolf Hitler followed the writings and the teachings of Jesus Christ?
No.
Would that be essential to be a Christian?
I would say yes.
Was Adolf Hitler a Jew?
No.
Was he a Muslim?
No, but he believed in God. He said he did.
Well, you know what? Because he said it doesn't mean so. Did he act like somebody who believed in God?
Does the Pope believe in God, or is he just working something? If he says he believes in God, I have to take him at face value.
But why? What is the Pope doing that you object to?
Well, maybe the current Pope. I mean, he's still keeping women down. You could go back.
If you don't like that, then here's the deal. If you don't agree with that philosophy, if you don't think that's right, then the deal is you either have two choices. You either join the Catholic Church and try to lend your voice to change it, or you pick another religion. Give the respect to somebody else that you in turn want yourself. What religion are you?
I'm an agnostic.
Okay. Well, you know something? Here's the thing. You want me to respect the fact that you're an agnostic? Then you respect the fact that there are other people out there who believe in God, who accept Jesus, who accept Allah, and don't try to cast Adolf Hitler as being somebody who's religious when you clearly in your mind, because you're an intelligent human being, and also in your heart, you know that's not true.
Well, how about...
And because somebody says something doesn't make it so.
Well, how about the popes during the Inquisition? Were they religious?
That was their interpretation of being religious. Yes, I would say that they were religious.
Well, I'm saying Hitler's interpretation.
Well, you know something? You know what?
He believed in God.
Well, you want to know something here, my friend?
Yes.
If you want to go into history and you want to pick out the worst, and you want to hold those up as examples, and you want to tar people with that, then if I had more time, what I would do is I would find out more about what you believe in, and then I would do exactly the same thing. For instance, very quickly here before I go to traffic, and John's getting upset with me. All right, I got a break. You know what? Do you consider yourself to be liberal?
Yes.
Okay, then you know what I can do? I can come back here and pick all of the worst things about liberals and tar you with it. I don't think you'd want it. Thank you for the call. Traffic with Gina.
Ms. Jay, seeing a lot of recovery around the metro area, so right now, not a whole lot to get in your way. Still have a little bit of a tough drive, southbound 25 through downtown 38 to Spears, where traffic is still stacked up. Southbound 225 from Yosemite down to I-25 through the Tech Center is our other slow pocket. Weather outlook today, expect mostly cloudy skies. We'll likely get a shower or two, looking for a high of only 67. Tonight, clearing skies, going down to 47, and tomorrow, be a mild day with a high of 75. Currently, we have overcast skies and 51 degrees. I'm Gina Michaels, AM760, Progressive Talk.
Drive in for Sonic's new iced lattes with premium roast espresso and favorites like mocha.
CheaperUsedAutos.com.
Where you'll always find the best used car prices.
Thinking about hitting the road this summer, but you really want to do it in an SUV? Well, don't worry. Just visit CheaperUsedAutos.com. At CheaperUsedAutos.com, you'll always find an incredible selection of SUVs. All makes and models, foreign and domestic, each one with special internet pricing. Time is money, so don't waste yours running all over town. Chances are they have the SUV you're looking for. It's easy. CheaperUsedAutos.com.
Best used car prices anywhere.
The world of international ballet has come to Denver. The National Ballet of Denver features the highest standard of classical ballet training. Study under world-renowned ballet dancers who founded both the company and the academy. Classes are challenging within an encouraging environment for all ages and all levels. Enroll now for the exclusive 6-week summer intensive training beginning June 25th through August 3rd. Summer intensive training is for new students as well as dancers of all ages and all levels. Space is limited. The National Ballet of Denver is located just 4 blocks south of Park Meadows Mall. For more information, go to nationalballetofdenver.org. The National Ballet of Denver, bringing classical ballet to new heights.
The only thing better than playing video games is playing more video games for less money, which is why GameStop is having our first ever huge game day sale. Right now, save 25 to 50% on new games and accessories throughout the store. That's up to half off of tons of great games, cool gear, and top titles that'll carry you through the summer. So come in now and get more games for less money with 25 to 50% savings during game days, only at GameStop. See store for details.
This month, Radio Shack is the place to be for incredible savings during their massive yellow tag sale. You'll be blown away by the tremendous savings on a wide variety of top-notch electronics. And only until June 3rd, you'll also be given the Radio Shack employee discount on top of these already low yellow tag prices. That means an additional 10% off select brand name items and 30% off select private label Radio Shack items. The Radio Shack yellow tag sale. Hurry in now and save big.
Radio Shack. Don't just buy stuff. Do stuff.
Offer good through 6307 at participating stores only. Availability varies by store.
Every driver focused on their driving 100% of the time. That's why Allstate now offers accident forgiveness. Part of your choice auto only from Allstate. Sign up today and your rates won't go up just because of an accident. Consider it extra protection from all the distractions of modern life. It's time to make the world a better place to drive. That's Allstate's stand. Are you in good hands?
Get Allstate Your Choice Auto Insurance today. Call a Front Range Allstate agent or visit Allstate.com. Accident forgiveness starts the day you sign up. Feature is optional and subject to terms, conditions, and availability. Safe driving bonus won't apply after an accident. Patent pending. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company, Northbrook, Illinois.
By using A.D. Kessler's creative real estate methods, we've bought and sold 10 houses, and we have a real estate portfolio worth over $1 million. We're buying 2 houses a month now.
You, too, can become a creative real estate millionaire. This is A.D. Kessler, and I can show you how you can make up to $10,000 or more each and every month for the rest of your life without using any of your own money. Call right now, and I'll send you my best-selling book, A Fortune at Your Feet, along with my creative real estate DVD. That's a $49 value that's yours for just the shipping and handling fee.
Now's the time to get it and to learn how to make money in real estate the A.D. Kessler way. Call now for this special free offer. Get A.D.'s book and Nuts and Bolts Creative Real Estate video free.
Let me share with you the step-by-step formulas that can make you more money during this next real estate downturn than ever before.
Call now for this limited-time free offer. 800-549-8053. 800-549-8053. Create the success you deserve. 1-800-549-8053.
Right now, Jay Marvin in your car. After the show, Jay Marvin on your computer. Listen to the whole show on AM760.net.
8:57. What happened there? 8:57, 57 minutes past the hour. Okay, we're going to go to the movies with Tom Tangney. P.S. to that last caller. You know, people evolve, ideas change, and things change. For instance, liberals. Lyndon Johnson claimed he was a liberal. He got us deeper into Vietnam. Should we tar all liberals with that? I just hope you don't have to cram for finals, pal. You know what I mean?
Research shows sleep deprivation can cause hallucinations, but you're not imagining things when we say the mattress sale is going on now at Sears. Get 50% off Sealy, Serta, and Searsopedic mattresses, plus 10% off all brands. Even free delivery after mail-in rebate on mattress purchases over $4.99. The Sears mattress sale is not a hallucination. That big purple gopher sitting next to you is. Excludes Stearns and Foster clearance, closeout outlet stores, and crib mattresses. Free standard delivery. Outside local delivery area, customer pays an additional charge. Rebate values, local areas, and additional charges vary. Maximum rebate value, $65. Sale and offer ends 6207.
You can discover the secrets that rich teach their kids that the poor and middle class do not. Attend an exclusive free training based on the phenomenal best-selling book, Rich Dad, Poor Dad, June 5th through the 7th. This free training will reveal how you can get out of the rat race and live the life you want to live. Rich Dad Education Training can be a starting point for anyone looking to build wealth and answer the key question, why savers are losers. Rich Dad Education will explode the myth that getting a good job with benefits is the key to wealth. This totally free Rich Dad Education Training is June 5th through the 7th in the greater Denver area. And space is limited. Call to reserve your place now. Toll free 1-800-649-9334. That's 800-649-9334. Or register online at richdadeducation.com.
Jay Marvin, Tom Hartman, Ed Schultz, Randy Rhodes, and Rachel Maddow. AM 760, Progressive Talk in High Definition. KKZN, Thornton, Denver, Boulder.
CBS News, I'm Nick Young. He's now a free man.
What do you say, young man?
CBS News correspondent Mike Wallace greeting Dr. Jack Kevorkian after he walked out of a prison in Coldwater, Michigan this morning. Kevorkian, who spent 8 years behind bars for one of his assisted suicides, will be interviewed Sunday night by Wallace on 60 Minutes. Reporter Pat Vitale of CBS station WWJ has more.
He told us that he's feeling pretty good. He came out in his trademark blue cardigan sweater, black pants, and that bucket hat that we always used to see. Family and friends brought him the street clothes here.
Kevorkian said he still supports letting people decide when they want to die, but he says he will not break any laws assisting them. The Atlanta lawyer, who is quarantined in a Denver hospital with a rare form of TB, issued an emotional apology.
I just hope they understand that I truly never meant to put them in harm. I never meant to hurt their families or them.
Andrew Speaker on ABC's Good Morning America says he did not believe he would be endangering others by traveling to Europe for his wedding.
Every single doctor has told me I'm not contagious and that I'm not a threat to anyone.
Federal health officials say they urged Speaker not to fly. The U.S. Border Guard, who allowed Speaker into the country from Canada despite knowing he was being sought by health officials, has been reassigned. This is the first day of the new hurricane season, and President Bush is getting a preparedness briefing at the White House. That's where CBS News correspondent Peter Mayer is standing by with a live report.
Nick, thankfully no hurricanes on the scope today as the president's in the White House Situation Room. He's meeting with the head of FEMA and others who would be key players in a federal disaster effort. The administration's been gearing up for the next big one since coming under heavy criticism for the response to Hurricane Katrina. President Bush has admitted the response to that storm was bungled. The administration insists new systems are in place to prevent a repeat of those failures. Live at the White House, Peter Mayer, CBS News.
So the president's longest-serving staffer says he's resigning to reacquaint himself with his family. Presidential Counselor Dan Bartlett has been with Mr. Bush for 14 years since the president's gubernatorial campaign in Texas and says he is now going into private business. It's the best showing in 2 months. Despite some economic sluggishness, employers beefed up their payrolls in May. Here's CBS News correspondent Steve Kathan.
157,000 jobs were created in May. That's better than what experts were predicting. And consumer prices rose just 0.1%. Incomes dropped just a bit. But from all indications, Americans are still buying.
The read from today's news is that the Federal Reserve can remain on hold for quite some time, even with the economy recharging a little bit. They're not likely to raise interest rates anytime soon, and they're not likely to cut them either.
Economist Mark Vittner at Wachovia Bank, who says inflation fears have also eased. Steve Kathan, CBS News.
The Commerce Department says consumers kept spending in April despite a drop in incomes. Spending rose 0.5%, while incomes fell 0.1%. Checking Wall Street at this hour. Right now, the Dow is up 16 points, and the NASDAQ is ahead 10. This is CBS News.
Ah, summer. It's travel time. Vacation time.
Dad, are we almost there?
We're not lost, are we?
Honey, wasn't that our exit?
Daddy, what does detour mean?
Did
you even look at the map?
This little travel reminder is brought to you by Garmin Street Pilot GPS, where you'll find all the directions you need.
Turn left on Pine Street.
For the most worry-free vacation ever. Garmin, the leader in navigation.
Your precious lawn, destroyed by insects above ground and below. Bayer Advanced Complete Insect Killer provides maximum protection against both. Other leading brands stop at the surface, allowing damage to continue. But Complete's unique two-way action controls destructive pests above ground, plus penetrates to control below ground pests for up to 3 months, guaranteed. Damage ends, your lawn flourishes. That's the beauty of better science. Bayer Advanced. Better science, better results. BayerAdvanced.com.
Good morning. I'm John M. with your AM 760 local news update. That Georgia lawyer with a rare strain of tuberculosis starts treatment today in Denver. Andrew Speaker's doctor does not think he's highly contagious at this point.
By conventional methods that we traditionally use in the public health arena in general terms, he would be considered of low infectivity.
Speaker's doctor says his care, which could include surgery, could cost at least $250,000. Two Colorado congressmen want to know why a long-term plan for the country's aerial firefighting program that was promised this spring won't be finished for several more months until after the worst of the fire season is over. Democrat Mark Udall and John Salazar have sent two recent letters asking Agriculture Undersecretary Mark Ray just where that plan is. And the first deadline has come and gone for the Democratic National Convention Committee in Denver, and they're just a bit short-changed. Committee Chairwoman Elber Wedgeworth says the pledges have been made. Essentially, the checks are in the mail. Their goal was $7.5 million. They're about $2 million short, but this is just the first of several deadlines. The final one comes June 16th of next year, just a couple of months before the convention. Final numbers need to add up to $40 million. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News update. I'm John M. Now here's Gina Michaels with AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Thanks, Tom. We're enjoying a beautiful ride now around the metro area. About the only spot still has some heavy traffic, south on I-25 downtown. Of course, no surprises there, 38 to Spear. Excellent conditions along I-70 right now through Aurora. No problems through Wheat Ridge, and we're doing well on 225 through Aurora. Weather outlook today, expect mostly cloudy skies with a chance for showers. Looking for.
Do you know the secret to reading 1,000% faster? That's right. The secret that could allow you to read 10 books in the time it takes others to read just one? Hi, I'm Jeff Flam, founder of Infinite Mind. I'd like to send you a free demo of this secret developed by a leading expert in brain function. Experience with this free demo the secret to reading 1,000% faster. Call now to try this demo absolutely free. Imagine how reading 10 times faster could help your entire family. Kids do better in school, teens can score higher on their college entrance exams, and busy adults can gain that ever-important edge at work. This free demo of IQ is only available for a limited time, so call now. Just think how reading 10 times faster could improve your life and the life of your family.
Call now to try this demo absolutely free. Dial 1-800-401-3267. That's 1-800-401-3267. 1-800-401-3267.
By the video station.
Colorado's largest selection of DVD and VHS movie rentals on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Boy, no kidding. They have got a lot of movies. They're great folks. 907, 7 minutes after 9 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Yes, Tomas, you are back.
Yes.
All right, so should we find a film we can argue about?
Yeah, why not? That is our modus operandi, I think.
Okay. One of the greatest films ever made. Le Mans with Steve McQueen.
Okay. You really want to get into that?
Well, you're going to trash it, I know.
Well, the thing is, you
but
know,
I don't care.
Yeah. Well, you know, it's funny that you should mention that, because that's one of those movies that I think if you're... I mean, the one thing I've come to learn about you is how much you're into certain kinds of racing. And I'm not, and I think that's the kind of movie that only appeals to someone who's interested in the subject. I prefer to, you know, go
no,
for
I'm, No, I'm into Steve McQueen. I think
okay.
He's the great, one of the greatest actors of all time.
Well, you know, I'm not going to argue that. One of the great things about Steve McQueen is he really is an iconic actor. I mean, there are there's a Steve McQueen type, and no one manifested that better than Steve McQueen, obviously. So, yeah, I think, you know, he's a perfect sort of loner, tough guy. And, Le Mans, I don't know. I mean, to me, the movie isn't much. Now, it's been 100 years since I've seen that thing, but it wasn't much. It was a showcase maybe for McQueen and, racing, but... maybe this would be better if you explained what you liked so much about Steve McQueen. I mean, was Steve McQueen one of those guys that you wanted to be in a kind of an alternate universe? Was he your kind of man, the ideal image, if only we were all as cool as Steve McQueen?
No, when I was growing up, I wanted to be Charles Manson.
Well, this will be a short conversation.
No, I never grew up wanting to be like any movie actor. Did you?
No, not at all. But then I wouldn't bring up an ancient Steve McQueen movie as a.
Well, all right, well, I'll give you some other Steve McQueen movies. What about Bullet?
Yeah, excellent. I mean, the thing about Bullet, yeah, I mean, all people remember about Bullet is that great, chase scene, the up and down the streets of San Francisco. But that's a slick, tight piece of filmmaking, and I'll grant him that. And the thing is, he pulls it off. He is as tight and tough as that movie, McQueen. So, I mean, it's a nice little fit. Now, I think it's like a great B movie. I don't think the movie doesn't have grand ambitions some other things. Like French Connection, when French Connection came out, French Connection was sort of an American version of the French New Wave, and that was very, that was kind of refreshing. I think that's a more daring piece of filmmaking, but Bullet was a... That's a movie that I think is held up relatively well for a movie of that era. But yeah, again, most of what we remember about it is that great chase scene.
What about The Getaway?
The Getaway, yeah, again, a good tough. Yeah, I mean, it's a quintessential Steve McQueen movie. I mean, when I was a kid, when I grew up, to me, the first time I ever saw Steve McQueen and made an impression was The Great Escape, which.
All right, what about The Great Escape?
Is one of the great all time Hollywood entertainments I've ever seen. I mean, that probably was my favorite movie of all time when I was, a kid watching that. And he is the, that's a great ensemble cast, but he is, in effect, the star. When he's on that motorcycle, he's going, trying to escape, and he's going over the hills. I mean, he's a great silent hero type, I mean, he embodies a certain kind of a masculinity that, no one ever bested. And,
all right, what about the Sand Pebbles?
Sand Pebbles, it's funny, I just recently... saw that again. I don't know, on cable. Maybe about 6 months ago. I think he's very effective. That movie is kind of slow. The pacing is really sort of odd with that movie. But again, he's very effective. In fact, that's a good challenge. I'm not sure I can remember. I can think of a movie where I don't think Steve McQueen was effective in that movie. Even if his movies weren't, the best, he's very effective. He has that very kind of controlled acting style that. It's hard to fault.
Okay, one last one.
Okay.
Which is one of my all-time favorite movies of all time, Junior Bonner.
Yeah, again, sort of a daring, choice for him. Again, I think that what we've done, they've re-released, not re-released, they've just come out with a box set of all of his films in fancy schmancy DVD edition that came out about a year ago, and I think maybe that's what we should all do this weekend, is just go out and review all the Steve McQueen movies, because he's a guy, and he's one of these actors that some actors fade. They are really popular at the time, and then they kind of fade into the distance. They really are only of their time. But there are people like James Dean and Steve McQueen whose legend grows as the years go by rather than than diminishes, and I think that's a great tribute to what he managed to pull off. Now, he was a kind of off camera, I guess he was a kind of a quirky guy, and when he got sick, he went to all desperate measures that he could to, I think he went down to Mexico to find some crackpot guys to
Well, he went through the old Latril peach pit treatment.
Is that what it was? And the thing is that might not have fit his image. I'm not sure that Steve McQueen lived the life that he projected on the screen ultimately, but that's not a fault.
Yeah, he did. I mean, he raced.
Yeah, he was a tough guy. Yeah, you're right.
I'm reading a book right now called A French Kiss of Death, about the filming of Le Mans and about the 24 hours of Le Mans and his involvement and about him.
Wow.
And it's a really, I mean, it's not, you know, it's one of those books I bought that's not currently being published.
Uh-huh.
And it's really a beautiful book, and it's really interesting.
Yeah. So what are you finding out about him that you know, you didn't know beforehand, or that I might
Well, Tom.
Enjoy finding out.
Tom, you have to buy the book, you cheapskate. I'm not giving you any free information.
Fair enough. That's right. I'm the guest. You're the host.
All right. Well, all right.
Okay.
Here we go. Current. The Turk's trying to manage me. Because I'm talking about current movies. Hey, John, talk about this. Okay, I'm not interested in these movies, but we'll go over them anyway.
You know, actually, we've got a nice slate of movies this week.
All right, well, let's start with Mr. Brooks.
Yes, okay, let's start. I don't know where you stand on Kevin Costner, but Kevin Costner has made, you know, more than his share of bad movies. And I think I'm a bit surprised by this thing. Mr. Brooks, he plays against type. He plays a serial killer. And if you can get past the premise of this movie, I think it's a nice, tight, slick thriller that I would recommend if you can get past the premise. And there are a couple of dicey premises. The first is that you can be an absolutely happy and wonderful father and husband and successful businessman and have this, like, you know, on paper, this ideal life, but also be a serial killer on the side. Now, that may be a bit, to swallow. I mean, I know serial killers manage to get through life without getting, caught because they have, you know, somewhat normal or under-the-radar kinds of lives. But Kevin Costner plays an extremely successful in all facets of life kind of a guy who also happens to then have this, what he considers is kind of an addiction. And what's interesting about the way he plays it is he plays it very straight. He plays it very kind of deadpan. And he has William Hurt plays this imaginary conscience, or actually the opposite, a sort of an imaginary devil who kind of keeps feeding him, trying to convince him to kill, and he's trying to fight it. He goes to AA meetings and announces that he's an addict, but he doesn't explain that his addiction is actually killing people. So, again, the premise seems a little far-fetched, but if you can buy that, it actually is a very tight piece of filmmaking. And I think one of the things, Anthony Hopkins was just here in town in Seattle getting a Lifetime Achievement Award, and he among these things he said on stage was about how he played Hannibal Lecter, and he says the key to playing a bad guy is to not to play him as a bad guy, but to play him as like a very straight, normal guy, and the audience, you know, when you underplay that, the audience thinks the guy is even creepier than he is, and that is exactly what I think Costner does in this movie. He underplays him so well. He's so reasonable. He struggles with whether he should kill these people or not, and he has this such a placid exterior that it actually is a pretty effective movie, I'd say.
All right, well, then those people who... I don't know. Maybe I'll check it out. Maybe I won't. But,
okay.
But you know what? The best Kevin Costner movie of all time?
Okay, this is interesting to me. What?
Upside of Anger.
Wow, yes. You know, and I wouldn't disagree with you on that. I think he actually is very effective in his baseball movies, at least the first two. But the nice thing about Upside of Anger, I'm thinking he actually may have a successful career in the twilight of his acting life as a good second bill guy. I mean, a very effective, supporting character actor. And that, I think, he's very good in that. The aging ball player, in effect, the over the hill ball player who still has a bit of the charm but doesn't quite have the physique that goes with it.
I know it. I mean, it's just a great film. Okay, now we got to move to the next one.
Okay.
Knocked up. Once. Is that what it's called?
No, knocked.
No,
up.
It's just knocked up.
Knocked up. Yeah.
I have no interest in seeing this, but make me want to see it.
Okay. Well, here, this is the if you want to sort of get in touch with probably the most successful comedy, mastermind that we have going right now. It's Judd Apatow. He's the guy responsible for 40-Year-Old Virgin. He also did this great series in the 90s, a television series called Freaks and Geeks that I would highly recommend people go out to your better quality video stores and track it down. It's an excellent one-season movie about high school life. Very, very smart. And this guy, he manages to make a movie dealing with very traditional kinds of issues. I mean, this one's basically a movie about unwanted pregnancy. It stars Katherine Heigl from Grey's Anatomy and Seth Rogen, who is one of the the slob friends of Steve Carell in A 40-Year-Old Virgin. And what he does in this, it's an R-rated kind of comedy about. It's like an R-rated romantic comedy. It's sort of like The Wedding Crashers. You take something that's you didn't like Wedding Crashers?
No.
Okay. Well, that's interesting, because I actually think Wedding Crashers was a very successful movie for what it was. What didn't you like about Wedding Crashers? Did it get too soft? Here, there are two critiques of Wedding Crashers. One, it was just too vulgar, and it wasn't, you know, the vulgarity got in the way of the humor. The other is that it's a clever, vulgar comedy that gets soft and mushy at the end. Are you in either camp or both camps? Or
I'm in boring.
Oh, really? Okay, well, there, you know, we can always argue about that, too, then. I thought that Vince Vaughn was hysterical in that movie. I thought he was very sharp. I thought his delivery was funny, and it was just off-putting enough to keep you,
Okay, well, now, all right, so now we know where your sense of humor is coming from.
Yeah, but it's not my kind of movie as a rule, but I do think for those kinds of movies, R-rated comedy.
Turk loves it, too.
Is that right? Well, good for Turk. Anyway, this movie, I think, it's longer than it needs to be, but it does have some very funny bits. Imagine, and this is, I have two daughters. It all depends on, the gender of your kids, maybe the kind of horrors that you can imagine for your kids. And this is one where Katherine Heigl plays an up-and-coming, she's a 24-year-old TV entertainment news personality, just gets her first anchor gig. She's on the way up. She goes out to celebrate, gets a little slightly tipsy, and meets a real slob of a guy who's, very friendly, and she's not really paying attention to what happens. They have a one-night stand, and she wakes up pregnant. That's the that's sort of the comedy premise.
All right, so I'm supposed to go into the theater and have suspension of disbelief on that. Like, the most gorgeous, the most good-looking female TV anchor in this town. I don't know, who would you say that is? Well, all right, I'll tell you who I think's very, very attractive.
Okay.
Adele Arakawa, but she's married. And but the idea is that she goes out, she goes to Cafe Uwa or something, gets drunk, has sex. I'm not saying she would do this. With some guy that's like a total loser. But, and bingo, she's pregnant?
Yeah. Well, the thing is, again, you have to accept...
Yeah, that's right. And, Billy Graham's going to drop LSD and re-record Sergeant Pepper.
Happening. I think we'd have more trouble accepting the premise of Mr. Brooks than Knocked Up, but apparently it's the other way around. No, but the thing is, so I agree, it's a stretch, but
Yeah, no kidding, and no pun intended.
No, wait. Yeah, that's funny. The thing is that it is a stretch, perhaps, that she would get pregnant after a one-night stand. But, these things do happen. People, bright up-and-comers, do make, mistakes.
Yeah, I'll tell you,
have consequences.
I'll tell you where it happens, on Colfax Avenue, okay?
Okay?
That's where it happens, for $25. Go ahead.
Maybe so, but here's what's interesting about this movie. They decide to try to cope. They try to deal with each other.
Oh, of course.
No, but what works with this, and the thing is, it is true. I mean, I think you really have put your finger on the main problem of the movie is that, as hard as the movie tries to
get these people together,
it still strains credulity that she might end up with him.
No
However,
kidding.
What's nice about it though, they acknowledge all of the problems. They acknowledge the fact that you could not find two peas that are, belong in, two further pods than these two. I mean, and they acknowledge that.
All right. Thumbs up or thumbs down?
Thumbs up.
I doubt it.
The
rationale, okay, the plot line of this movie is like J. Marvin goes to Washington, D.C., and Jay's not married, and Jay goes to Washington, D.C., and he meets Zane Virgie of CNN at a bar, and they sleep together, and he gets Zane pregnant. Okay,
right.
Like, she would even say three words to me?
What?
She'd go like, oh, God, are you a disease?
Never underestimate the power of alcohol. That's all I've got to say.
All right, last film, quickly, because we're running out of time.
Yes.
922, AM 760, Progressive Talk, Tom Tangney. Paris Jatem.
Paris Jatem. This is a movie... 18 different film directors from around the world were asked to make 5-minute movies about a single R&D salon in Paris. with the topic of love. And so you get 18 different movies. It's like an anthology movie. It's all over the map. It's very odd. They're not all happy-go-lucky love stories. Some are, you know, bitter. Some are tragic. Some are, you know, heavenly. Some deal with social issues and all this. It's a very interesting movie. They have films by, like, the great German director Tom Tykwer. You also have Alexander Payne, probably has the best segment of them all. It's the last segment. In fact, we got to mention this. Alexander Payne, the guy who did Election and About Schmidt and, you know, Sideways, the final 5-minute installment is from him, and it stars a Denver local, like a Denver postal carrier, a letter carrier, in France, and she's learned French, and then she like narrates her trip to France in this very heavily American accented French, and it's very smart and funny and knowing. It's a lot about Americans' inability to really, you know, get the French. At the same time, it ends up having a nice reflective bit. It's sort of a nice way to end it, but it has, you've got American stars, you've got French stars. It's a great anthology. If you're at all interested in Paris, I would recommend it. Yes.
Sold.
I finally sold one for you.
Yes, I'll be there. I'm going to go see it.
And you know, once there's a nice little Irish mini musical movie called Once Out that I'd highly recommend too, with Glenn Hansard. It's a musical that actually only sings songs in the context of when you would sing it. He's a busker. He sings out on the streets and he goes into the studio, and it's a very sweet, romantic Irish musical that I'd highly recommend. Low budget, you know, it doesn't overwhelm you like Chicago tries to do. It's a very underwhelming but effective role.
All right, well, I'll check that out too. But I got to tell you, this weekend, I'm going to be watching my favorite comedy.
And what's that?
The Sorrow and the Pity.
Yeah, you and Woody Allen. Just don't miss the beginning, remember.
Yeah.
Or Woody will come after you.
You know, I'm going to, because after all, Tom,
yeah,
life is a society of the spectacle. Everything that was once lived has now moved into total representation.
I think you need to change your name to Guy Marvin.
You're the man, Tomas.
Very good. And so are you, Jay.
We'll talk to you.
Next week.
All right, you got it, pal.
Bye-bye.
See ya.
At the Movies was brought to you by The Video Station.
Colorado's CheaperUsedAutos.com, where you'll always find the best used car prices. Summer's almost here, and there's no better time to drive with the top down.
Don't have a convertible?
No worries. Just visit CheaperUsedAutos.com. At CheaperUsedAutos.com, you'll find an incredible selection of topless models. You know, convertibles, foreign and domestic. Some real beauties, each one with special internet pricing. Time is money, so don't waste yours running all over town. Chances are they have what you're looking for.
It's easy.
Check them out. CheaperUsedAutos.com. Best used car prices anywhere.
Phew, I think I've lost him.
Great, lose the bad guys, hit a fence. Better call insurance. 1-800-ESURANCE.
Go.
Hi, Agent Aaron here. I've gotten into a fender bender eluding my pursuers. But don't worry, I wasn't injured.
Well, Special Agent, look on the bright side. At least you got insurance.
True. With insurance, I can report a claim anytime, 24/7, 365 days a year.
And don't forget, at insurance, there's always someone there to help.
With insurance's fast, friendly claims representatives, I'll be back on the road in no time.
That's right, Special Agent. Affordable rates, fast, friendly service, round-the-clock claims handling. That's insurance.
And that's why I always say, if you're on the go, you've got to have Esurance.
Save on 24/7 claim service at Esurance. Get your auto insurance quote at Esurance.com today.
Week. Largest selection of movies and VHS and DVDs. Over 55,000 titles to choose from. Over 27,000 DVD titles. They specialize in foreign and independent movies, which is what I did. I bought an independent documentary. Video Station has an awesome television section. They got a great selection of new DVDs to buy for your collection. Special orders, they get them in about a week, and they follow up and call you and tell you. The people who work there are a bunch of film geeks. They know their stuff. They can answer like 99% of your questions. And they've got staff picks when you just can't think of what to rent. And those always turn out to be good. I've got a little favorite selection thing there, too, which has got some what I think are great movies. And how about specials? 99-cent one-day rentals. These are specials during the week. Tuesday, American Classics. These are prior to 1966. Wednesday, American TV, except new releases within the last 4 months. Thursday is sci-fi and horror and fantasy, except new releases. The video station, it's just one block west of the 29th Street Mall. That's 1661 28th Street in Boulder. This is the best place to go in the entire state because they've got it all.
Do you owe money to the IRS? Are you afraid of wage garnishments, bank levies, or liens? Are you afraid of every knock at your door because it might be the IRS? One of these days, it will be. Don't wait for them to come to your home or business. Call Assured Tax Relief right now at 800-787-0376. If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS, you can get a fresh start with Assured Tax Relief. Assured Tax Relief's team of seasoned tax accountants, attorneys, and preparers can help you settle with the IRS for pennies on the dollar, and you can get your life back. Call now for a free consultation. 800-787-0376. Don't wait. Let Assured Tax Relief help you, just like they've helped thousands of people in your situation. Call now. 800-787-0376 or at AssuredTaxRelief.com. There is life after IRS problems with Assured Tax Relief. Your consultation is free. Call 800-787-0376.
Randy Rhodes, today at 4.
Right now, Jay Marvin on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Good morning, 929, 29 minutes after 9. 40 years ago today, this was released. What a great song. You don't like this, John?
No, I love this one.
Meter made, nothing can come between us.
Oh, you were suggesting that when they made this and that people 40 years ago were listening to this, they were taking psychedelics. Yes, you're absolutely right. Okay, Jay Marvin here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Open phones, Bob Boulder. Bob, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Jay, how are you?
Hey, Bob, how are you?
I'm good, man. Le Mans, what a movie.
Oh, I know it. And you know what? It's in a couple of weeks, and Mary and I were supposed to go this year, but because of a family situation, we can't go.
You mean you're going to go to the race?
Yes, yes.
Well, you should go to Sebring.
Well, I'm going to do that next year.
Sebring is a good replacement for Le Mans. It's a great race. The cars are really fascinating, and it's a 12-hour race, and it's a lot of fun.
Yeah, I'm going to go next year, and then in about a month, Mary and I, courtesy of J-Lo Racing, are going to see the Brumos 250 in Daytona, and we're going to be down there in the pits.
Those cars are not as interesting as the American Le Mans series.
Oh, I disagree. I love them.
I mean, it's good close racing, and they've got a great series going down there. And
but those are mixed. Those are prototypes, and also G1 and G2s too.
Yeah, it's kind of the NASCARization of sports car racing.
Oh, now don't do that because I don't agree with that.
All right. Well, to check out the diesel Audi when you go to Sebring, and you'll see what I mean.
I root for Porsche, pal.
Well, you know they're winning the races now with the Penske team.
That's right.
You follow that.
I follow it every chance I get.
Yeah, I'm pretty into that. They raced in Utah just recently.
Right, Flying Lizard is my team.
They're great. They used to be at Sebring. I'm not sure if they're racing with them now or with the Rolex series, but anyway.
No, they're in American Le Mans. As a matter of fact, you know who I swapped emails with?
Yeah,
Derek Law.
Oh, awesome.
He's really a cool guy.
There's a lot of cool guys that have been racing cars. That guy was talking about Dan Gurney, one of my big heroes. Hey, listen, Formula One is all about the sport, and NASCAR is all about the entertainment. And they are about as far on the opposite ends of the spectrum as you can get.
Yep.
And I think it's hard for people to Formula One's kind of like drag racing. If you've never been to a drag race, you don't have an appreciation for what it's all about.
Yeah, that's true.
Formula One cars are very, very exciting. Just what they do technically, how fast they stop faster than they accelerate. I mean, it's just very, very impressive. They're racing at the U.S. Grand Prix here in Indianapolis on June 17th.
That's right.
I'm sure you're tuned into that.
Yep.
But NASCAR used to be so cool back in the days when it really was stock cars.
Well, back in the days of stock cars, when we were kids, it was something that anybody could get into. And that anybody could have a dream of doing it, and it was much more, it was just better. And now it's like, you know what it is? It's like the WWE of wheeled sport.
It is.
Don't you think that's true?
They have those fake caution flags at the end of the race for debris.
Right, exactly.
It's all about the entertainment value, and the guys in Formula One are not about to do that, and they do everything they can to preserve it as a pure sport.
Yep, I agree, but here's the million-dollar question.
Yeah.
Why is it not more popular in the United States?
That's a good question.
Is it because we don't have a major American star?
How many Americans raced at Indy this year? Three, four, five?
Well, let's think about it.
Out of 30 starters?
Let's see. There was Danica Patrick.
Right.
There was the Andretti's.
Right.
There was, who else?
Sam Hornish.
Yeah, that's right, Sam Hornish.
He's an American.
There was,
AJ Foyt,
yeah, because if you get back farther in the pack, it's hard to remember who was there. I'd have to go look at the list, but there were Americans there.
Yeah.
And Americans have won it before.
Yeah.
Right?
Well, Americans have won it before. Of course they have.
And they come close. I mean, Hornish.
Yeah.
But who's the last American that won the driving championship in F1?
Mario Andretti.
How long ago was that?
1978.
Okay, that's a long time ago.
Don't quote me on that. I'd have to go back and research.
Well, that's a long time ago. And most people who see people who are not Americans sometimes have trouble identifying with them. I don't have that problem. I love guys like Fisichella and Massa and stuff, and I don't care what country they're from.
I agree.
Right?
Yeah, it's a good sport. It's a good sport.
Well, man, you know what? Listen. We should all get together at a restaurant or a bar and watch F1, and we'll get the guys on speed to like give us a shout out.
I've met Bob Varshi. He's a very nice man, and I love David Hobbs' commentary.
Oh, I think he's like funnier than hell.
Very good stuff. Hey, listen, on to music real quick here. I know you're a Stones fan, but the Stones, to me, after Brian Jones died, turned into just another rock and roll band, a great rock and roll band. But they just changed so much when Brian Jones left, and I want to get your take on that.
I think what you're saying has a lot of validity to it, and my favorite Stone stuff is prior to Brian Jones' death.
Yep.
So I'm with you on that, too.
Yep. Hey, can I plug my band?
Yeah, go ahead.
The Beloved Invaders play surf music at Red Rocks, opening up for Pulp Fiction on June 18th.
Really?
And I want to send you one of our CDs, and I think you'll enjoy it. Instrumental surf music.
Yeah, all right.
Ventures,
you know what?
Stuff.
You got it. I'm going to put you on hold.
Okay.
And Turk's going to give you the information. You send it, and we'll play it.
Thanks, Jay.
All right. Hang on, man.
Thank you.
All right. It's 9:36. Traffic now with Gina.
All right. Thanks, Jay. Good ride right now around the metro area. Not a lot to be concerned with at all, except for one wreck. Eastbound I-70 approaching I-25. They were clearing that out of the way. We had a fender bender as well on northbound Parker right at E-470. Weather today looks like we'll get increasing clouds. Slight chance for sprinkles by this afternoon. High of 67. Right now, it's partly cloudy and 54. I'm Gina Michaels, AM-760, Progressive Talk.
Support for AM-760 comes from the locally owned DVD Stop in Lakewood.
An early spring application of Revive is the first step to a beautiful lawn. Apply Revive now to take advantage of spring.
Get the good stuff. Hi, Michael Waltrip here. You don't have to drive a 500-mile race to know the importance of getting the most out of a tank of gas. Let NAPA help make your fuel go further with 3M Complete Fuel System Cleaner for just $8.49 a bottle. It not only keeps your car running smooth, it also restores power and fuel efficiency. The pros have trusted 3M car care products for years. And you can too.
NAPA. Get the good stuff.
Get the good stuff.
You pick.
No, you pick.
I don't know. You pick.
I don't know. You pick.
No, I really don't.
We know a restaurant that serves chicken wings, fish tacos, and burgers around here.
You pick.
You pick.
You pick.
No, you.
You.
Superpages.com. We know around here.
Ethiopia.
When a tuna melt sounds good with a side of linguine. Start with superpages.com. You'll find everything you need to choose the business that's right for you. Superpages.com. We know around here.
I'm not hungry anymore.
Now through June 11th, the video station is offering a twofer. Rent one movie and get a second rental absolutely free. Take home two of your favorite movie rentals for half price. Tell them you heard this ad for your free second rental now through Monday, June 11th at the video station in Boulder.
Lifetime presents a new original series about housewives.
I wasn't supposed to do that, was I?
But these housewives...
I think we all know what you would do, Pamela.
...are married to the Army.
Her man's been gone for over a year now. Batteries only last you so long.
The Army has its code.
And it's non-negotiable.
The wives have their own.
We all have our secrets.
From Grey's Anatomy producer Mark Gordon, Kim Delaney stars in Army Wives. Lifetime's new assignment. Series premiere Sunday night at 10, 9 central on Lifetime.
We're talking with Paul Dow from Timeshares Only. Paul, I hear you've just come out with this great new kit that you're giving away.
Yeah, it's called the Top 10 Secrets to Buying and Selling Timeshares, and it's just a phenomenal resource for anybody looking to sell their timeshare.
Well, tell us about it.
Well, first of all, it tells you what your timeshare is really worth.
Uh-huh.
And more importantly, how to sell it for top dollar. Well, there are thousands of people out there just waiting to buy your timeshare. But you sort of need to learn the secrets to getting the most cash for it.
And the kit is free.
Yes, but it's only a limited time offer, so you need to call our toll-free number now, and we'll rush it right up.
Well, sounds like a pretty sweet thing for really anybody who owns a timeshare.
It really is. It could make you thousands of dollars.
Well, okay, the top 10 secrets to buying and selling timeshares. Here's the phone number to call. It's 1-800-550-7870. Again, that's 1-800-550-7870. 1-800-550-7870.
You can do it. We can help. Valid through June 6th and U.S. only. Maximum discount $200. Subject to credit approval. Restrictions apply. See store for details.
The talk show that thinks like you. The Jay Marvin Show on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Psychedelic. Shout out to the guy who sent me an email about Jim Ladd. Remember him well. 9:40. 40 minutes after 9 here at AM 760 Progressive Talk. Jay Marvin along with you. The Beatles. 40 years ago today released this. Before David Sirota was even on the planet. Speaking of David Sirota, we have him on the line. He has discovered something really funny, and we're going to talk to him about it and let him set it up. David, good morning, and welcome again to the program. And, of course, you just sent out a big mass emailing that you'll be living here in about, what, 3 weeks?
Yeah, we're moving down there. Should be down there sometime in the middle of June. Moving down there.
Yeah, you'll love it here, man.
I've heard only good things. My brother lives down there, and apparently the weather is better than in Montana.
Yeah, it is better, and people here are really, really cool too.
Good.
So you'll really dig it. Okay. Now explain what this is. I mean, John and I saw it this morning and started laughing. Talk about what this is.
Sure. I went down to the to Dallas for the ExxonMobil shareholder meeting as part of research for my next book. The CEO, Rex Tillerson, was asked at the shareholder meeting about global warming. And he gave an answer that was, what I would call Rumsfeldish. He said, there's much we know and can agree on around climate change, and there's much that we just don't believe we do know. And we want to have a debate about the things we know, the things we know about that we don't understand very well, and the things we don't even know about around this very complex issue. So that is what will continue to be our position.
What does that mean?
Yeah, exactly. Now, you might remember that Don Rumsfeld, when asked about Iraq's supposed WMD, in 2002, he said this: there are known knowns, there are things we know, we also know there are known unknowns. That is to say, we know there are some things we do not know, but there are also unknown unknowns, the ones we don't know, we don't know. So it seems that the CEO of ExxonMobil is sort of channeling Don Rumsfeld in his efforts to deny that global warming actually is happening.
It's hysterical. Now, and we're gonna in a few minutes here, we're gonna play the audio from it. But if people want to see it, where can they go to see this?
They can go to www.workingassetsblog.com. WORKINGASSETSBLOG.com.
Well, that happens to be my long distance carrier.
Good, that's good.
This is hysterical, and global warming. It's a troubling thing. It really is. But, you know, one of the things that gets me about it is that I read that automobiles are responsible for about a third of it.
Right.
Well, then, what about the other part of it? And how come there's no real big discussion about that?
Right. A lot of it is electricity generation, and... You're absolutely right. There isn't very much discussion about it. What was interesting also at the meeting was that Exxon basically, bragged about the fact that it does not invest almost anything into renewable or even alternative fuel development. This is the company, of course, that makes the most money in the history of corporations. That's right. It makes the most money in the history of corporations. And they basically don't invest in renewable or alternative fuel. And Tillerson basically said it because, you know, he thinks that that fossil fuels are going to be the major source of energy for as far as the eye can see. And, you know, he said at some point in the future, probably when I'm gone and probably when everybody in the audience is gone, they'll figure something else out. Now, of course, by that time, you know, the planet might be, you know, it might have completely burned up from global warming. It was really just an eye-opening experience to go to this shareholder meeting and sort of watch these people, you know, do all sorts of contortions to pretend this problem just really isn't happening.
Well, I think he's wrong. I think renewable energy, I think things like ethanol and other things, they're on the way whether he likes it or not. And they can fight it all they want to, but they won't be able to. They won't be able to roll it back. I mean, it's coming more and more every day, and it's here to stay. And if you go look at all the major automobile manufacturers, they've all got, they're either close or they have something in the works or they're doing it. I mean, you've got the hybrids out there. There are more automobile dealers, companies are going to put out more hybrids. You've got the E85 vehicles, I mean, they're all moving in that direction, whether he likes it or not.
Right, and actually what was interesting was the shareholders there who filed a number of shareholder resolutions on this issue asking Exxon to start investing in renewables, they made the point, listen, when we run out of oil or there are laws that basically force us to use more alternative fuels because the global warming has become such a problem, Exxon will be in a horrible position because it won't have invested the money in getting into the alternative or renewable energy market. And so the shareholders are making the business argument that, listen, we want the value of our shares to be, you know, to be preserved. And if it's not going to be preserved if you just keep investing in a form of energy that clearly is going to, at some point in the future, is going to face serious market challenges.
Yeah, I see. I mean, I think that they hit the nail on the head. I think that this guy is being short-sighted, and, you know, like Bush and Rumsfeld and Cheney and so many others about Iraq, this guy will also turn out to be absolutely wrong.
Yeah, I was thinking from the perspective of, you know, there were a couple of state treasurers there who run their state's pension funds for their state's retirees. You know, one of the pensions had the biggest single stock holding was in ExxonMobil, and they made the point, listen, you know, my retirees now, retirees in the future, are worried that when governments across the world decide to pass laws that force companies to deal with more renewables and more alternatives, that ExxonMobil stock is going to go south. And actually, what was interesting, they made the comparison to the American auto industry, about how GM and the big three were making lots of money, a number of years ago, while foreign companies were investing in smaller, more fuel efficient cars.
That's right.
And now we see, you know, the big three are seriously struggling, and the foreign companies, because they had a longer term, more sustainable view, they're going strong.
Yep, that's exactly, you know what, that's exactly 100% right. Hey, thank you, David. I appreciate you being on the show. We can't wait for you to move here. We can't wait to see you. And keep finding stuff like this and sending it to us.
Thanks. I'll give you a ring when I get down there.
You got it. Thanks, Dave.
Take care.
All right. There's David Sirota. All right, let's play this. Now, you got to listen real closely here. You got to listen closely because the audio of the Exxon Tillerson is a little hard to hear. So listen closely. This is the head of ExxonMobil channeling Donald Rumsfeld.
As we know, there are known knowns. There are things we know. We also know there are known unknowns. That is to say, we know there are some things we do not know. But there are also unknown unknowns. The ones we don't know, we don't know.
There is much we know and can agree on around the climate change issue. There's much that we just don't believe we do know. We want to have a debate about the things we know and understand. The things we know about that we don't understand very well, and the things that we know what we know about around this very complex issue of climate science. So that's going to continue the opposition.
Yeah, okay, you got stock at ExxonMobil. There's there's the CEO. Because after all, there are things we don't know. We know we don't know.
I bet those shareholders feel a lot better about everything.
Oh, I certainly would.
What if I told you that you could put up a brand new building and save up to half the cost and up to half the time as similar conventional construction? It probably sounds too good to be true. Well, just by picking up the phone, I can prove it to you. If you need retail, office, or warehouse space, or if your church or school wants to expand and save money, you need General Steel. Call today, and we'll prove to you that your new building can go up in about half the time, and you'll save up to half the cost. Dial 1-800-557-1362. We'll help you customize your building. You choose the size. You can even add the look of brick, stucco, or stone to achieve the look you want.
If you still think this sounds too good to be true, then pick up the phone and call. The information is free when you call 1-800-557-1362. Call General Steel and find out how you can put up a brand new building in about half the time and save up to half the cost of similar conventional construction. Call now, 1-800-557-1362. 1-800-557-1362.
Attention shoppers, there's an orange Chevy HHR in the parking lot that is transforming into a 30-foot-tall robot with a missile launcher and an MP3 player jack, and it's battling an evil robot helicopter. Will the owner of the HHR please attend to your vehicle? It's damaging the shopping carts. Thank you.
Play the Transformers Rise of the Chevy Autobots game now and help protect the world. Only at Chevy.com/Autobot. Transformers, in theaters July 4th.
The world of international ballet has come to Denver. The National Ballet of Denver features the highest standard of classical ballet training. Study under world-renowned ballet dancers who founded both the company and the academy. Classes are challenging within an encouraging environment for all ages and all levels. Enroll now for the exclusive 6-week summer intensive training beginning June 25th through August 3rd. Summer intensive training is for new students as well as dancers of all ages and all levels. Space is limited. The National Ballet of Denver is located just 4 blocks south of Park Meadows Mall. For more information, go to nationalballetofdenver.org. The National Ballet of Denver, bringing classical ballet to new heights.
Running a small business is like raising a child. You nurture it, giving up your time and energy just to make sure it grows and stays healthy. You sacrifice yourself to give it every chance at success. But if you haven't incorporated yet, it could all disappear in an instant. taking with it your personal assets like your car, your life savings, even your home. Fortunately, incorporating your business is fast and easy. In fact, you can do it in just 10 minutes. And there's an easy way to find out more. Just request a free guide today and learn about the wonderful benefits of incorporation from the Company Corporation. We don't offer legal or financial advice, but we have been helping people incorporate for over 100 years. Call 1-800-497-5951. Protect your family and personal assets by forming a corporation or a limited liability company. Take your first step by requesting a free guide. Call 1-800-497-5951. 1-800-497-5951. That's 1-800-497-5951.
Visit AIA.org.
Hey, Emily. What's wrong?
These corns are killing my feet. Getting rid of them has been a huge pain.
Oh.
No pun intended. I keep using my corn remover over and over, and will this ever end?
Calm down, Miss Melodrama. I use Dr. Scholl's corn removers. Two treatments, and my corns were history.
Two treatments?
Yeah.
That's fast.
Yep, there's no easier way to remove corns quickly.
Dr. Scholl's corn removers are the only ones clinically proven to remove corns with as few as two treatments when used as directed.
Deb, if my feet could talk, they'd say, thank you.
Tom Hartman coming up at 10. Right now, it's the Jay Marvin Show on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
I read the news today, oh boy.
I gotta listen to John Lennon's voice.
About
forever.
A lucky man who made the grade.
And we got through every track on this CD. It was released, this album was released 40 years ago today. Sgt. Pepper's. Slight chance of a shower. High today, 68 a.m., 760 Progressive Talk. Hey, Barack Obama's Walk for Change is coming up. Participants will canvass through the streets of Denver to talk about Obama's campaign to change politics. It's coming up next Saturday, June the 9th at 9 a.m. at the South High School, 1700 East Louisiana Avenue. For more information about this, visit am760.net. Here's the reason why. I'm going to be there, and I've got new, brand new AM760 Progressive Talk bumper stickers, which say, it's our flag too, and I'm going to hand those out. So, join us, and we'll go to all the nominees. I said that before, and that's not correct. All of the candidates' functions, if they let us and they invite us, and we'll have those. Or if you want a bumper sticker, come here to the Denver Tech Center that's off of I-25 in Bellevue at South Monaco, and somebody sent me an email asking me if we had them in Boulder at 2800 Pearl Street, and I believe we do. So walk in there and ask for them, okay? Because Mary has got one on the back of her car and is getting lots of great reaction, and it is our flag, too, and we do own part of it. And this idea that we're un-American, and this idea that, you know, the flag doesn't matter and that we don't like it, and all the stuff that these folks ramble on and on about is basically just not true. Also, some guy sent me an email saying that I don't understand how the system works and that Congress has a responsibility for oversight and funding and on and on and on. But, yes, I do understand how the system works, and, yes, they do have a responsibility for funding. You're absolutely right about that, Steve, but here's the thing. If they can't override a presidential veto, it doesn't matter. And the president does have a right to veto, and then it has to be overridden in the Senate. And if you can't get the votes, what difference does it make? So maybe I'm not the one who doesn't understand the system. Maybe you're the one who doesn't understand the system. Darren in Fort Collins. Darren, you're on AM 760. Go ahead.
Hey, Jay. Good morning.
Hey, man. How are you?
I'm doing okay. I was just going to call about the common misconception. I got into a discussion with my Republican family over the weekend about the cars and everything else, and they kept saying cars don't do it until I enlightened them a little bit and said, well, it's not cars. It's actually the combustion engine.
Right.
It's lawnmowers, weed whippers, chainsaws, four-wheelers. Then they started thinking about it. I got my dad, anyway, to start thinking about it. You go buy yourself an electric car, but you still hire somebody to come and mow your yard once a week, whether it needs it or not. And there's your weed whipper and your lawnmower. Somebody come to trim your trees. There's your chainsaw. And so we thought about it. It's like, I guess if you put all the combustion engines together, it made more sense that a third of the problem is from combustion engines, not just automobiles.
Well, but most of the emphasis is on automobiles, and there's other things out there. And we don't ever fail, like power plants and other things, and we don't ever fail to, you know, you don't get much discussion on that. And
right.
People who, and I'm not saying everybody's like this, but I'm saying I've run into some people who have hybrids and, you know, other things, and they have these green moments of superiority, but it's going to take more than that. It's going to take a, we're going to have to change our lifestyle, period.
Exactly.
And I've said this on the air before. I'll say it again real quick. There's something extremely sexy about the combustible engine, and we're going to have to find an alternative way to run it. Darren, thanks, man. I got to run. Have a good weekend.
Jay. You too.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
That's it. Thank you so much, everybody. Tom Hartman, the adult, is next. And we'll be back on Monday morning at 6 a.m. Enjoy the...
Report from the field. I've got something strange here. Better tell the folks at Esurance.
What are you looking at, Special Agent?
It's some kind of robot cutting down trees for all the paper used by other auto insurance companies.
What?
You heard me. Other companies use a lot more paper than Esurance. With easy electronic billing and renewal...
Esurance saves a lot of paper.
Which helps save the environment. Electronic documents also help Esurance keep auto insurance rates reasonable.
So you save some green for your wallet and the environment. But Esurance is electronic documents must help you save time, too.
Definitely. With Esurance, you don't have to wait for anything in the mail. Everything's instant because it's electronic. Once you buy your Esurance policy, you can print your insurance cards anytime.
That's why if you're on the go, you've got to have Esurance.
Roger that. I'll get back to HQ so I can start work to get rid of that paper-eating robot.
Affirmative. Save some green at Esurance. Get your auto insurance quote at Esurance.com today.
34. That's 800-649-9334. Or